Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Are the U.S. and Iran talking again or not? Well, it depends on who you ask. President Trump says peace talks are underway, but Iran denies it. Mr. Trump says he is giving Tehran one last chance. Meanwhile, the cargo ship reports being hit by some sort of projectile overnight.
What's been happening in the Strait of Hormuz really underscores the continuing threat to shipping there. We don't have too many more details, but it was 20 nautical miles off the coast of Oman on the southern side of the strait, not on the northern Iranian side. And this is indeed where we have had other reports of explosions taking place close to vessels in the past few days. Now, traffic going through the strait has remained very slow. Just six vessels going through yesterday, according to shipping data.
That's the BBC's Yolande Nell. He describes the Spokane wildfire destruction as resembling a war zone. Gent Welsh with the Washington National Guard expects a lot of heartbroken homeowners.
When you finally get in there and you finally look at the devastation and damage, and it's going to be pretty interesting as people go in there and to just grapple with the damage and grapple with the fact that their lives are forever changed. Some of these folks may not recover. Some of those folks may not rebuild in there.
A 37-year-old man is under arrest, accused of intentionally starting one of the three Spokane wildfires. The Senate Judiciary Committee is poised to approve the Attorney General nomination of Todd Blanche, a vote expected later this morning. President Trump says he is really disappointed with Washington, D.C.'s U.S. Attorney Jeanine Pirro for dropping the reflecting pool vandalism case. On Wall Street this morning, Dow futures are up 43 points, NASDAQ futures 182 points higher. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Christian Healthcare Ministries is not another health insurance policy. If you're tired of year-long contracts and pointless restrictions, CHM offers anytime enrollment on your schedule and at your convenience. With CHM, you're paying half the cost of a traditional health insurance plan. So that puts more money back into your budget for everyday needs. Plus, you'll have access to CHM's care solutions for virtual appointments, prescription savings, surgery support, and more. My family and I joined in 2018, and it's changed our lives for the better. We love paying way less while helping other believers afford their medical bills. Take the leap of faith and see why Christians across the nation are better with CHM.
Get started by calling 1-833-JOIN-CHM and use promo code WELLNESS for a 50% credit towards your first month. That's 1-833-JOIN-CHM and use promo code WELLNESS.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a wreck in the southern part of the state on Route 4, and the initial report says wires, utility poles down in the area of Route 4, Upper Pindell Road. So both sides of the roadway, according to the initial report, are affected there. About 20 minutes ago, there was a wreck on the BW Parkway northbound after 197. We had a backup in that area, and now, just looking at the live shot, it looks better northbound. Doesn't mean it's completely gone, but it looks like the backup northbound has at least moved down just a bit. But we'll keep an eye on that. There was late lifting construction coming out of Hempstead along Route 30 at the bypass and also at Route 27. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Not a bad start to your Tuesday morning. We're definitely drier, and as we head toward the afternoon, we'll see a mix of clouds and sun, highs in the 80s, a little less humid, tracking more rain returning on Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
65 degrees in Nottingham, 66 in Abingdon. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Maryland lawmakers heard testimony for several hours on the first day of their special session on redistricting. A House committee approved and sent the measure to the full House for a final vote. Yesterday, a Senate committee is expected to vote on its version of the measure today and send it to the full Senate. Lawmakers are considering a proposed constitutional amendment that would change how Maryland handles congressional redistricting. If the measure passes, it will be presented to voters as a referendum question on the November ballot. And a Port of Baltimore worker died after being struck by a piece of equipment at the Dundalk Marine Terminal. Maryland Transportation Authority police were called to the scene at around 9 Monday morning for a report of a workplace incident, and officers attempted life-saving measures. The victim was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. There are no further details about the incident. MDTA police are conducting an active and open investigation. The winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 367, the pick 4, 3366. It's 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
You've probably heard all those ads for life insurance. Just a few dollars a day, apply online in minutes, no medical exam. Simple, easy, and cheap, right? Now you're thinking, maybe I should get a quote. Well, smart thinking. Everyone should have life insurance. But here's what they don't tell you. Those few dollars a day rates, they're for young people in perfect health. That's why everyone calls Big Lou the 50 to 60-year-old not-so-perfect candidate. Like you. You take prescription meds and you're overweight. Winner, winner, fried chicken dinner. Well, Big Lou works with life insurance companies that want people like you with no surprises after you apply. In fact, if you're a 50-year-old guy with a few health glitches, Lou could probably find you $1 million of term life coverage for about $200 a month. So, yeah, you need life insurance. But unless you're young and healthy, you gotta call Big Lou, because he's like you. Older, heavier, and on meds, too. Get a quote right now at 800-555-1509, 800-555-1509, or biglou.com.
Paid for by term provider.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 6:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name to get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys. My guys, wow, what a day yesterday for Mike Elias, the Orioles, and Orioles fans as the Birds trade away three players at the deadline, including one once considered the cornerstone of the franchise. Gone, Adley Rutschman, Major League Baseball's number one draft pick in 2019. Mike Elias's first pick as GM of the Orioles. Traded to Boston, no less, for four prospects and a player to be named. Also, Tyler Wells goes to Tampa Bay, and Taylor Ward to the Mariners for two minor league prospects and a rookie Major League pitcher. Last night, Elias explained the sell-off.
As I said before the deadline, I think the reality is our record and the odds that come with that record were not strong enough for me to go into the deadline with 2026 as the sole focus. And we had to start looking at future years and take those into account as we assessed moves.
Yeah, one player the Orioles did not deal yesterday was Trevor Rogers. The left-hander now in line for free agency this offseason or an extension, but according to Rogers, the Orioles have not approached him about a long-term deal. Turning to football, day five of training camp, day one with pads in Owings Mills. Head coach Jesse Minter on what his plan is to ease the team into the next phase of practice.
We made the first day in pads more of a tag-off day with the, as far as finishing on the ball carrier, all the blocking and block destruction was able to be at a much higher rate than it was without pads. Tomorrow we'll incorporate a little bit more thud on the ball carriers. And so, like where we're at, good first day, good energy coming off the day off, and take.
Coming up in 30 minutes, more on deadline day for the Birds, and is the Preakness in serious jeopardy? And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company, Talk Radio 680, WCBM, 99.9 FM in Hartford County. Right choice for Maryland. It is a Tuesday, August 4, 2026. I'm Sean Casey, and coming up in this hour of the show, the Preakness gets left behind. Now, today's Democrat freak show for the primaries in Michigan and other states. It's getting wild and crazy out there. But the top story here today is, once again, Maryland Democrats prove they don't care about you. They don't care about the affordability crisis and the energy crisis here in the state of Maryland, the juvenile thug crisis. They only care about two things, and that is, number one, their grip on power must be absolute, and number two is that politics over the priorities here in the state of Maryland for Wes Moore and his future presidential ambitions. So, I've said repeatedly, it's the fast track. Voters, they go through the formality and the charade of having public testimony. Not that they're listening to any of it, because the vast majority of people who did testify orally and written yesterday in the special session as they contemplate a constitutional amendment to allegedly clarify how they're going to redraw maps, the voters showed up and they weren't happy, but Democrats, they don't care about you.
Our Constitution exists to restrain government and protect the people, not to be rewritten through political expediency whenever its restraints become inconvenient to those in power.
When lines change, it's simply bad policy. If it's wrong in Texas, it should be wrong here in Maryland.
Please do not disenfranchise our Republican Marylanders. Please do not destroy the voices of our Black communities. And please do not rewrite our Constitution for a temporary political advantage.
As for the Republicans themselves, they just got, railroaded. They just got run over by the steamroller, the Democrat machine, which has a supermajority. Here, Delegate Brian Chisholm tried to challenge the speaker, and she shot him down immediately.
How are we going to bring clarity? How are you drawing this map?
We're not talking about maps today.
That's right. We're not going to talk about redrawing the maps. We're just going to change the Constitution to make it really easy to, steal a seat. You know, that's what they're talking about here today. Delegate Matt Morgan challenging other members of the Democrat supermajority yesterday on the House floor.
So you think that the certification on November 16th, if you're successful, would oversee a law that is standing today?
We're not retroactively changing anything. And again, we follow the process that's normal for state law.
Yeah, well, when he says they're not actively or retroactively changing anything, they're changing the Constitution of the state of Maryland, which is a pretty big deal, but not for Democrats. The Constitution, you see, it's a hurdle. It's an obstacle. It stands in the way of their ability to eliminate Republican voices. Nearly a million Republican voters in the state of Maryland will have no representation at the federal level if this power grab is successful. We got a lot more coming on this. Get your calls and comments and reaction as well. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can call in right now and weigh in. At 613, I apologize for the term weigh in. And Chuck Whitaker coming on, but sometimes these things just happen by accident. Yeah. Good morning, Chuck.
It's a problem. You were an accident. I talked to your mother one time. She said, I've been paying the price ever since.
That's right. All right, what's happening out there?
The overnight construction coming out of Hempstead is wrapped up now, so Route 30 is clear. It was in the area of Route 27, then again at the bypass. All of that is gone. The wreck that was on the BW Parkway northbound right around 5:30 has also cleared. It looked like that was wrapping up, and it is clear now back to normal northbound at 197. The word is right now the road might be back open again. Southern out in Arundel County and down through Chesapeake Beach. That may be Calvert County there. It's right at the line in the area of Route 4 and Upper Pendel Road. As of 20 minutes ago, there was a report of an accident there with some wires down and some road blockage there. But now, according to the data and the information we're seeing, it looks like they may have cleared that. And the early trip to Annapolis looks fine from the Bay Bridge, moving primarily westbound over towards I-97. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday. We get a mixture of sun and clouds today. A little less humidity, and a high will be in the 80s. Chance for rain will return tomorrow, with humidity more likely as the week unfolds and goes on. So never got that shower we were thinking about yesterday, so it kind of looked like it was going to rain, but then it kind of just sailed away. Never to be found again. Right now, cloudy 69 in Columbia. It is 67 in Owings Mills. Time for some one-liner news. Monday marked the major league trading deadline, and the Orioles traded our number one pick in 2019 and three-time All-Star catcher Adley Rutschman to the Boston Red Sox.
Why?
Why?
Yeah,
why?
Yeah, we needed... he wasn't really doing all that well this year, but he was plagued by injuries. And apparently the Red Sox, we'll get with Gary on this later on, but they offered us a ton. It was an overwhelming offer. Everybody ever heard about the curse of the Bambino? I'm just wondering. Remember they traded away Babe Ruth?
Yep.
Yeah, so who knows what's going to happen there. Ariana Grande's shocking weight loss has prompted the singer to take a step back from visibility. And I thought she already had done that because she was barely visible now.
Right.
She's a skeleton.
Yeah, exactly. I wonder if she's on Ozempic or if she's got some other kind of problem. As a tribute to his Nigerian heritage, Green Bay Packers offensive tackle Zach Tom has now changed his name to Zach Bako Boeli.
Oh.
It's a good thing Tony Romo's not working right now. It's really really hard to pronounce when you're drunk.
Oh, it's
Rosie O'Donnell returning to The View for the show's upcoming 30th season. Just when you think they couldn't make The View any worse,
right?
They have. Maybe President Trump can order ICE to deport her back to Ireland.
They're going to need a bigger table.
Yeah, you can't need a bigger chair.
Yikes. Can't need a bigger screen. All right, a new survey shows that half of American adults use their parents' home for storage. Meanwhile, the other half still lives with their parents.
Cellar dwellers. Yeah.
Iran has erected a huge billboard in Tehran that shows the Statue of Liberty toppled over. That's all they have is billboards right now. That's the best thing I've ever seen that billboard in a Planet of the Apes movie.
Right.
You kind of ripped that one off, I think. No doubt. All right, so get ready for it. Brace yourself. This was a national anthem at the opener of the Women's Pro Baseball League. This was over the weekend in Springfield, Illinois. The performance quickly went viral. You have a single female singer along with two other female singers. It seems like they're singing different songs or different categories or genres altogether, but here it is. This might be, remember it was, who had the one out in San Diego? That was Roseanne.
Roseanne Barr.
Remember Roseanne? She probably had the worst one ever until now.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the
ramparts
we
there it comes.
We're so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night.
I think it's enough.
Please stop.
I think it's enough.
Now,
sounded like a bag of cats.
Guess who that vibrating, wavering voice was? That was a iconic singer at one time in the Motown genre.
Any Martha and the Vandellas.
Martha Reeves.
Oh, my gosh, what a guess.
Oh.
That is Martha Reeves.
That's so sad.
At the age of 85. She has released a statement. It was an incredible honor to be invited to perform at the inaugural Women's Professional Baseball League event. The field conditions were wet and windy, and without stage monitors, I wasn't able to hear myself as I normally would.
Just as well.
Yeah, I mean, I'll give her that.
Just as well.
You wouldn't want to hear that because nobody else wanted to hear it.
Oh, my Lord. Bless her heart. She's such a nice person.
She is a nice person. And it happens, you know.
She's a lovely
lady. Bad things can happen to nice people. And unfortunately,
sadly.
But here's the thing. I don't get it. Why didn't they just invite her by herself? Why did they have to have the other group there to sing? Or just one or the other? The two of them, I think, number one, causes confusion. Number two, if you don't have monitors to hear back, if you're not wearing an earpiece that you can hear yourself, it throws you off. It does. And so I'm not saying it's, you know, Martha's going to take responsibility for it, but still, I think it was a poor choice on the part.
She's 85, and with that, no wonder she
exactly
wavered.
All right, so Rosie O'Donnell is back. That'll speak again. I'm just shocked that The View is back for the 30th season.
Right? Why?
Yeah. Why? Why exactly? And this
they
is what
they love to watch. What you hate?
Yeah. The FCC is contemplating yanking their license because they are claiming to be a pro news organization. I mean, a bona fide news organization.
And they are not.
And they are not.
So far
We played the clip yesterday at the end of the show of all this advocacy for, you know, whatever side, whether you're a Democrat or Republican. When you're a news organization, you have
to be fair.
You're supposed to be balanced. You're supposed to be
tell
fair.
The truth.
Yeah, and they of course are anything but. But now we have Rosie.
You need
if
a
I
big
were them,
cauldron in the middle of it.
Stop even appearing to have any kind of balance. Get rid of, what's her name, Melissa Farah Griffin, whatever her name is. She's horrible, number one. She's not a conservative. She's not a Republican. She's a Trump basher.
And Sonny.
And Sonny is just horrible. She's just
horrible.
Yeah, period.
Waste of space.
Actually, they all are. I can't think of anybody there that contributes anything in a positive manner. Not a single person.
No.
And Barbara Walters used to be good on The View. And again, Elizabeth Hasselbeck used to be good on the on The View,
right.
But the current crop is just bad news bears.
Wealthy women with bad attitudes.
Yes,
exactly. With nothing better to do.
All right, very good. Chuck, seeing a couple, appreciate that. It is 6:21. You know, our friends at Rescue Natural Supplements wanted me to remind you that it's Customer Appreciation Month, and the way that they appreciate their customers is to offer a great deal where you can get any 5 single bottles of your favorite Rescue Natural Supplements and save 50% off on your order, plus get free shipping by using the code VIP50. So whether it's omega-3s or whether you're looking to be able to help lose weight or help with digestion, or maybe you need a multivitamin supplement or a hormone boosting supplement, whether it be estrogen or testosterone, or if you need something for prostate health. Again, they've got it all, over 50 different natural supplements, all natural, nutraceuticals, no side effects whatsoever, and they do work. I've been taking their products for over 15 years and again, host the Rescue Healthline show each and every Sunday morning with the physician of the day. So once again, you can save 50% when you order 5 or more single bottles. You can mix and match. Excludes combo packs, etc., and you get the free shipping as well. Use the coupon code VIP50 when you call 1-800-26-ALIVE or order online at res-q.com.
Retirement, it's almost here. Are you ready? Join Mike DePaula and Sarah Flora of Flora and DePaula Wealth Partners for SWAT, Retirement Strategy Hour. Saturdays at 2 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Investment advisory services made available through AE Wealth Management LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bowe and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
6:23. It is time once again. Traffic weather on the threes with the update now. Lugnuts Johnson.
Looking live at 95 Russell Street, 395. All the lanes are open there at Camden Yards. Both the tunnels are still clear. No delays at all right now. Southbound on 95 or 895. 695 looks good. JFX wide open. Ruxton Road right on into the Rams downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast. It'll be a partly cloudy day today. Less humidity. Highs will be in the 80s. 66 and cloudy right now in Reisterstown. 70 in the downtown of Baltimore. So Maryland House of Delegates advancing the fast-tracking the redistricting referendum in 11-5 vote coming out of the Government, Labor, and Elections Committee. to advance a House Bill 2100 after they adopted one amendment. All the Republican amendments, as you might imagine, got shot down, including requiring a voter ID and having some kind of election integrity or security. They're not interested in that here in Maryland. All the Republican members voted against the bill, as well as Eastern Shore Democrat Delegate Sherry Sample Hughes. So the Senate Education, Energy, and Environment Committee is expected to vote today on the companion measure before it heads to the full Senate. And the Democrats are hoping to wrap this up by Wednesday. That's the deadline to place this proposed constitutional amendment. And we're still not completely 100% sure what the ballot language is going to be to get it on in time for the November 3rd general election. Electric Bill Ferguson, the Senate president, yesterday talked about this is really just upholding the standards of state law.
We are clarifying the rules by which we will draw maps to ensure we are using the standards the state used for decades prior.
Yeah. Well, but this would only apply, again, the changing of would only apply to the state legislative districts and not to the federal congressional districts, which seems to me be a little bit unfair. But the congressional maps would continue to be governed by federal law, including requirements for equal population and protections against racial discrimination. Yeah, I guess there is a world where, be careful what you ask for, because if the thing does go through and it does pass, it might call into question some of the other congressional districts. I'm thinking maybe CD6 and CD7 come to mind right now, and they're after CD1, which is Andy Harris's seat. But this would also allow the Maryland General Insane Asylum to give the Supreme Court of Maryland what's called original jurisdiction over future congressional redistricting lawsuits, which would create a faster path, if you will, for resolving legal challenges before election deadlines. And so, but there's a lot here that when you look at it, it really wasn't necessary to have changed the state constitution or amend the state constitution. But this is what they have to do in order to protect the future. I'm telling you, there's a lot of money. There's a lot of push behind Wes Moore for this presidential, his presidential ambition in 2028. And we're seeing it now play out in a raw and absolute power grab by the by the Democrats here in the state. And ahead of Monday's hearing, the committees had received 22 favorable written testimonies, 11 requesting amendments, and 131 in opposition. That's pretty overwhelming. 131 to 22 against changing the state constitution and on this redistricting referendum. 50 witnesses testified. Lawmakers spending roughly an hour and a half questioning them about the proposal's legal implications and the historical intent behind Maryland's constitutional language. So, again, when you look at this, it is a pure power grab. Again, there's a lot of hypocrisy here. And when they talk about this legal clarity, I think it really weakens the safeguards against partisan gerrymandering. Now, we know the Voting Rights Act that the Supreme Court ruled in the Calais decision said you can't draw districts based on these minority or majority-minority districts in which they draw it on basis of race. And they draw these convoluted shapes of maps that make sure that, again, they have these, they create these majority-minority districts. And that was struck down by Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act by the Supreme Court in the Calais decision back in June of this year. So that's out. You can no longer draw maps strictly or solely based on race. The other thing I think the Supreme Court dropped the ball on here was this partisan gerrymandering, where you now can still draw. And again, this goes for both parties, and I've said this repeatedly, that I don't think these districts should be drawn purely on partisan requirements. I think it should be based on equal population. You should take into account, and if you draw it fairly, I think it will fairly represent but again, here in Maryland, we went away from that, originally going 4-4 with the original split with 4 Republicans and 4 Democrats here back in the days when things were fairly equitable, into again that was 6-2 after Glendenning, of course, and then 7-1 with O'Malley, and even Governor Hogan signed off on that one as well. So that was certainly not a fair representation of, again, you have a lot of, you got more unaffiliated and Republican voters than you do Democrats. So now what you're going to do is you're going to disenfranchise those unaffiliated and Republican voters with this redistricting. And now 7-1, they want it to be 8-zip, but maybe it just blows up in their face at some point down the road. But as we've said repeatedly, we're going to be urging you to vote against this constitutional amendment once it passes, and it will. They have the votes. They wouldn't be holding this special session if they didn't have the votes. They'll allow whatever Democrats that are in districts that have a lot of Republicans or a significant amount of Republicans to vote against them so they can retain their seat, and then, of course, will fall in line when they need them. That's the way the Democrats operate. Republicans, they haven't figured that out quite yet for some strange reason. Just don't know why. All right, coming up next. Today is primary day in a lot of states. We'll take a look at the Democrat freak show, and there are lots of them running to obtain office. It's time for some news headlines once again with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. One person is dead and another is injured following a shooting in West Baltimore. Police responded to a ShotSpotter alert in the 1700 block of McCullough Street shortly before 4:30 Monday afternoon, where they found the victims. Both of the victims were taken to the hospital, where one of them was pronounced dead. An 18-year-old man is in stable condition. Anyone with information is to call police or Metro Crime Stoppers. And Anthony Brown has joined a coalition of 23 attorneys general and two governors in suing the Trump administration over what they say are illegal tariffs. The lawsuit is challenging the administration's decision to increase tariffs on more than 80 countries. The coalition says it accounts for 99.4% of all U.S. imports, and the cost will be passed along to Americans who are already struggling to pay for essential consumer goods. The coalition claims the actions exceed the administration's legal authority and violate the Administrative Procedure Act. And the Baltimore Board of Estimates is scheduled to consider an $11 million settlement on Wednesday for a man who was wrongfully convicted. Anthony Hall was exonerated in 2023 after the Mid-Atlantic Innocence Project discovered that prosecutors failed to disclose witness statements indicating he was not involved in a 1992 murder. In 2024, Hall received more than $2 million from the state of Maryland after his conviction was overturned. And Fox 45 reports that his Maryland lawmakers gather in Annapolis for a special session focused on redistricting. Some Baltimore residents and public safety advocates argue another issue deserves immediate attention: juvenile crime. This comes after police arrested a 17-year-old and a 22-year-old in an armed robbery in the Inner Harbor. Baltimore police said the suspects robbed a man at gunpoint before officers tracked them down and arrested them. It's 6:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Why does Progressive help support truckers? Because truckers unite the world. Truckers unite whistles and lifeguards. Truckers unite fitness devices with people who don't exercise. Truckers unite your aunt with those live, laugh, love signs. But truckers can't do any of this if they're not on the road. That's why Progressive helps safe truckers save an average of $6,181 when they elect to share their ELD data with us. Get a quote at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. 2025 National Average. Safe driver enrollment discount savings for new Progressive customers. Exclude mandatory program participants. Not available in all states. Driving data could increase or decrease premiums at renewal.
Identity theft can cost more than you think. Drained investment accounts, stolen tax returns, lost wages, expenses for lawyers. It's a lot. That's why LifeLock is backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, which covers up to $1 million for stolen funds, fees, and experts and lawyers, and out-of-pocket expenses. Don't face the burden of identity theft alone. Protect your future and finances with LifeLock. Join now. Save up to 30% off your first year with promo code Beck at LifeLock.com. 1-800-LIFELOCK, promo code Beck. LifeLock.com. Terms do apply.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The west side outer loop now is getting some brake lights, and we're slowing up a little bit here. I-70 down to Route 40, and then once you clear Route 40 and Frederick Road, you're good down the hill towards I-95. Had a report there may be some debris in the roadway on the outer loop near 795. Doesn't appear to be a problem right now. There's a new minor wreck in the city. It's right around the interchange where you go underneath 895, right at Hollibert Avenue and Ponca Street. City police would be in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Not a bad start to your Tuesday morning. We're definitely drier, and as we head toward the afternoon, we'll see a mix of clouds and sun, highs in the 80s, a little less humid, tracking more rain returning on Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, it was long rumored, but still shocking, the trade of Adley Rutschman to the Red Sox yesterday. Hitting Baltimore hard, once considered the cornerstone of the franchise, Rutschman now gone to a division rival for four highly touted prospects. President of Baseball Operations Mike Elias took a moment last night.
I want to thank Adley Rutschman. It is an incredibly emotional moment to have Adley depart the organization in this way.
So Rutschman and the recently acquired Jake Rogers go into Boston for four prospects, including the Red Sox second, fourth, and fifth ranked prospects. Here's MLB insider Kylie McDaniels, his take on the deal.
This is a wild overpay on the face of it. Now, you can do all the caveats of, well, these teams know these players better than anybody else. Who knows how this is going to work out?
Well, that's just the point. They have the second, fourth, and fifth ranked prospects, but none of them are major leaguers. The Orioles did get a major league catcher back in Carlos Navarez. Elsewhere, the Orioles deal Tyler Wells to Tampa Bay and Taylor Ward to Seattle. The club also acquiring some players, outfielder Christian Franklin from Washington, and then late in the day, right-hander Cody Hoyer from the Brewers. That's an interesting acquisition, actually, a reliever, and outfielder Reese Hines from the Marlins in separate deals for cash. Now, neither player had reported as of last night, and the transactions left the Orioles with 39 players on their 40-man roster. Tonight, the new-look Birds open a three-game set with the Angels, 2.5 back in the AL wildcard race, but four teams ahead of them. Tonight's pitcher still listed as undecided. It would have been Dean Kramer's turn. Ravens yesterday in Owings Mills, day five of practice. It's the first day in full pads. The hitting was still kept to a minimum yesterday as head coach Jesse Minter eases their way into it. That's quite a departure, actually, from the ways of John Harbaugh. First day in pads yesterday for the team's right tackle, Roger Rosengarten.
Oh, man. You know, first day of pads, it's always, you know, kind of weird. It's like being like a baby gazelle. You know, the angles change, you know, the strength, the balance of everything, you know, technique and playing next to the guy next to you. You know, it's kind of feeling out process. But
meanwhile, a pair of D linemen returning to practice yesterday. Calais Campbell, after dealing with the death of his mother, John Simpson, activated off the PUP list. And finally, a bombshell in the horse racing world yesterday could end up sidelining the Preakness. Talking about a newly announced six-race horse racing series called the Thoroughbred Championship Series. It's launched by Churchill Downs and the New York Racing Association. Now, this new series would begin in 2027, first week in May. All races will be held at Churchill Downs and Belmont Park. No mention of Pimlico or the future of racing's Triple Crown. That is a bombshell. Time now is 6:37. When we return, dealing with this double whammy.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked. WCBM Radio helps you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, WCBM can create custom campaigns built to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call WCBM today and let's get your business moving.
So, Sean, first things first, let's talk about the Pimlico thing for just a moment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This really calls into question the state of Maryland's wisdom. I mean, they putting $400 million into the reconstruction of the Pimlico Racecourse in Northwest Baltimore, which is really a revamping of the area.
Right.
I mean, obviously, Pimlico is the linchpin, but it's really about that. And then the $85 million that the state just paid Churchill Downs for the intellectual property and the rights to the to the Preakness.
Well, this just points out the folly and the foolishness of Governor Wes Moore having a government, the state of Maryland, come in to run this, to purchase this, when there was a private sector path to resolve this. So once again, this is government folly, and I think it's going to be to the detriment of the Preakness. What does this do to the Triple Crown? The future of the Triple Crown, I think, is in jeopardy
up
now.
In the air, absolutely.
And without the Triple Crown,
Preakness, nothing.
The Preakness is, you're absolutely right, it would be nothing.
And so, and now $500 million of taxpayer money could be down the drain. So on the bright side, just for fairness, there are apparently going to be discussions between this group of the Thoroughbred Championship Series and the Preakness. Okay, there will be discussions, but that's just talk. Okay, that's just talk at this point. Right now, everything is set up to be run at Churchill Downs in Belmont.
Do you think this was punitive, the Churchill Downs, because they originally had the bid, and of course they were going to purchase the intellectual rights to the Preakness, and then we swept in and stole it from them? Is this punitive?
That was my first thought.
Okay.
Yeah, that was my first thought. So, again, we'll see what happens, but this is not a good day for Baltimore in terms of horse racing. And then in terms of the Orioles, I mean, you know, so the national media is basically saying that the haul that the Orioles got for Adley Rutschman is great. But all they are minor league prospects.
Yeah.
There are really no major league players right there. And really, I think that this is much deeper. This is weak behavior. This is weak behavior for a team that is still in contention, in my opinion, okay, because the rest of the AL stinks also. And the larger point here is that the return may get an A, but the philosophical framework behind this whole thing that Mike Elias has done gets an F.
Yeah, well, look, we can argue that Adley Rutschman certainly has not been performing up to standards.
No, he hasn't.
He's had injury problems. He had the first couple, 2-3 years were amazing. He was the number one pick in 2019. He was a 3-time All-Star, but he hasn't been playing like an All-Star this year or last year for whatever reason. That being said, you trade him to your interdivision rival?
And they have him under control for another year.
Jeez.
So we're going to see him next year in a Red Sox uniform.
Unreal.
Going to be hard.
Hey, it is. You're right, Gary. Thanks. 6:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Today's a primary day in a number of states, Wisconsin, Michigan, Tennessee, just to name a few. But I wanted to review the Democrat freak show lineup that is going into these primaries today. And the only reason why these kooks have a voter base is because the state-run drive-by Democrat media and academe complex promote, stomp, cover up, and cheerlead for these Democrats, socialists, and destroyers who like to destroy capitalism in our country. Let's take it from the top. So here in Wisconsin, Francesca Hong, she's a diagnosed bipolar Asian chick with a history of self-harm who's been institutionalized in a psychiatric ward and overdosed on lithium, wants to get rid of Thanksgiving. The Democrat frontrunner for Wisconsin Governor Francesca Hong was previously hospitalized in a psychiatric ward, admitted to having a mental breakdown, to cutting herself, suffering from mental illness. And of course, she wants to abolish the police. She wants to defund, the military, the Pentagon. Senator James Tallarico, we know of him in Texas, the guy who plays with the Dr. Fauci doll, proclaims his love for trans kids and met his girlfriend at a gay bar who thinks Jesus is binary, who thinks there are six genders, who's running against Ken Paxton down in Texas. Troy Jackson, the Graham Plattner replacement or pick, dresses up like as a mechanic for fun, has thrown water bottles at women, married his cousin, and knocked her up twice. What a lineup, huh? We have a guy who frequents events where participants get peed on in a kiddie pool while wearing chaps, whose claim to fame is lowering the age of consent for men to have sex with boys as young as 12, decriminalizing knowingly infecting others with AIDS, and supports allowing convicted pedophiles to run for a school board seat. Then there's a Haitian who thinks the United States is an effing disgrace. He wants to abolish borders, law enforcement, and prisons. And then there's the Muslim, El Sayed, in Michigan, who believes the U.S. Deserved 9/11, is funded by a Muslim Brotherhood, and whose wife and father-in-law have terrorist connections. So you look at this, and this is exactly who the Democrats appeal to these days. This is no longer your father's Democrat Party. These are not blue dog Democrats, moderate to even conservative Democrats. These are run-of-the-mill, radical, left-wing, progressive, slash socialist, slash communist candidates that are running in the heartland now. It's one thing for them to run and win in New York City and D.C. and Seattle, Los Angeles. But when you start running in the heartland, like in Michigan and Wisconsin, we'll see. We'll see if their message plays out And this could be a massive wake-up call, not only for the Democrat Party, but for the Republicans as well. 6:43, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, update now with the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
We're looking at 50 right at the Bay Bridge at Sandy Point. Very nice morning here. Two lanes eastbound, three lanes westbound. And after that, really no problems at all. Coming over to Ritchie Highway and at the area of the Severn River Bridge, where we're looking at you live right now. All the lanes are open, heading over towards Roe Boulevard and through that area. Top of the hill at I-97 southbound and Route 32. There's still a good pace there, not much of a backup right now. Looks like we're clear from that point down to the ramps at Route 50. City Police, minor accident, Hollibert Avenue, right near the bridge and the overpass at 895. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, mixture of sun and clouds today, less humidity. We'll have highs in the 80s. Chance of rain will come back tomorrow, and the humidity will start in as well over the weekend. Right now, cloudy, 73 in Annapolis. It's 68 in Ellicott City. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
Look, we're Marini.
Today is National Cookie Day.
C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. Oh, cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C.
Chuck in the shower first thing in the morning. It happens to be National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day. Is there a favorite chocolate chip cookie that you have, Maggie?
Just a classic, Chips Ahoy.
Chips Ahoy, yeah, Chips Ahoy.
No this, that, or added this, just give me a chocolate chip.
Just a chocolate chip cookie? I think the Wegmans are really, really good. They come in a big bucket. They're really, of course, a lot of sugar in those.
You know what? I changed that. Can I change that?
Sure.
The ones, I don't know the name, but they're really thin, and they almost have a buttery... I think it is.
Otterbein's. Yeah, they're good. Mm. Yeah, the thinner ones as well. I think the ones that come right out of the oven, baked, homemade, are the best overall. But Chips Ahoy has just dropped its most mysterious cookie yet. It's a mystery cookie. They're challenging snacker lovers to figure out its secret flavor. You have a chance to win $25,000. It starts with the packaging. It replaces the familiar cookie imagery with a caution tape silhouette that keeps the flavor hidden. The only way to solve it is to taste the cookie yourself and submit your best guess. So starting today, fans can scan the QR code printed on the package and go to chipsahoymystery.com to enter the sweepstakes.
Very good.
All right. So
I like Famous Amos.
And Famous Amos is good. Remember,
he was on the air here, wasn't he?
Famous Amos?
Is he local or something?
I'm not sure if he was local or not. And then there was a little, we know Little Debbie, we have Little Debbie. What's the other one? Miss Fields.
Right.
Mrs. Fields, right.
Okay, I knew her when she was Miss Fields.
Is there a history?
Back in the day.
Oh. She was outstanding in her field.
Yes, she was. KFC and Oreo have teamed up. Why? We don't know, but they somehow are now making fried chicken flavored Oreos.
Why?
Yeah, why is the question? Coming out of Oreo, China. That might explain it.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So they have fried chicken flavor is the cream, the stuffing in between the chocolate Oreo cookie.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Just my opinion. That's enough to raise bile in the back of your throat. That's disgusting.
Or just get a piece of fried chicken and slap it between two chocolate cookies.
Yeah, why not? Yeah,
might as well. Taco Bell today is offering a $1 Maxi Melt deal from 8 a.m. to midnight tonight.
Again, about 3 hours later.
Yeah. You might ask, what's in a Maxi Melt? Seasoned ground beef, pico de gallo, and a melted three cheese blend folded in a soft flour tortilla. All right. 50% off the menu price for carryout at Papa John's all this week. Now through actually August the 16th. So you can get 50% off all regularly priced pizzas at Papa John's. That's a good deal.
It is.
And finally, KFC is giving one of its biggest running cult favorites a well-deserved moment in the spotlight for a limited time. Participating KFC locations nationwide are serving Crunchy Fried Steak Meal at $4.99 every Wednesday.
Wow.
The meal includes crispy country fried steak smothered in white gravy, mashed potatoes with gravy, coleslaw, and a warm biscuit.
Wow.
Good stuff. Good stuff.
You know, if you ever spend time down south, like in Texas, or country fried steak is a delicacy. It really is good.
Right here in Florida as well.
Yeah. And so now you can get them at KFC once a week at least. At participating locations, you got to check it out first. All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. 6:48. It is 12 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. And here's the point. You look at what President Trump did when he ran in 2016. He identified the forgotten men and women of America. That would be the middle class voters, those blue collar workers. And he identified the things and the issues and topics that were most important to those voters, and very successfully put together a coalition and was elected, I think, not only the first time, the second time, and now for the third time as well. So the Democrats, socialists are looking at that saying, well, look what Trump did. Trump was able to identify a certain class of voter and become successful. But the difference is Trump did it with Make America Great Again, not to tear America apart or tear America down. That's the big difference. The Democrats, socialists, their messaging on affordability is at least, in some cases, it's hitting. It's connecting with some of these voters, these disaffected Democrat voters that the Democrats have completely forgotten about. So they're worried about, you know, their budget, their household budgets. They're worried about gas prices. They're worried about being able to afford college, to afford their first home. Mortgages are, you know, again, the average home now costs over $400,000 with mortgage rates continuing to be stubbornly high. So this is an economic argument that the Democrat socialists are making, along with the populist argument that President Trump has made over the years. The difference is they're going to go in two different directions. One wants to reunite the country, make the country better, and the other one wants to tear apart capitalism, destroy the country, abolish the police, get rid of our Constitution, get rid of the Senate, and so that we'll see if that message plays in the heartland of America starting today or not. All right, it's 6:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. And Vinny Steele is your home sold guarantee realtor. And Vinny and his agents will sell your home for the asking price that you want in the time frame that you need. And if it doesn't, then Vinny will buy it from you. He'll pay you cash at market rates. And how can he make that promise, that guarantee? Because of the database of over 12,000 buyers that are ready, willing, and able to purchase your home right now, today. Oftentimes, people list with Vinny. They sign on the contract, and it's just a matter of minutes or hours before their home is actually sold. They don't even know it until Vinny has to call them and say, by the way, we just sold your home. So it happens very fast. Your home will not languish on the market for months and months and months. It'll sell within a couple of days and weeks at the most. So give Vinny a call, 410-709-7515, or check him out at vinnysteo.com.
Lorian Harmony Hall opened a unique memory care program this year called Harmony Park. Lorian Harmony Park features an indoor setting that looks like an outdoor park space. It is a sensory neighborhood that is meant to offer wayfinding and other unique features to our residents to help them navigate their day. For more information, visit LorianAssistedLiving.com or call 410-531-6000.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bo and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
A lot can happen in an hour.
Strap yourselves in, folks.
We'll update you at the top of it, just minutes away. This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Still to come on Casey and Company. A reporter infiltrated a teen takeover in D.C., and it's very interesting what she found amid that group of teens. We'll share that with you. Top of the hour, Maryland Democrats ignoring the affordability and energy crisis and the cost of living in Maryland while they prioritize their politics and the personal ambitions of a governor over the rest of the voters in the state of Maryland. We'll get into that a little bit later on as well. And Pennsylvania just conducted a voter purge. Tens of thousands of Democrats have been tossed off the rolls. We'll tell you why. 6:53, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, some slowing on 895 now. It's a speed reduction, but the morning backup has begun. 895 around the O'Donnell Street. Stop and go there. Everybody's going into the tunnel. Excuse me, going into the tunnel, but backed up to O'Donnell Street. It's about a 7, maybe 8 minute delay from the tail end of that backup. 95 is still clear through the Fort McHenry Tunnel and then down towards the interchange at 95 Russell Street and 395. Beltway looks good. You'll have brake lights on the west side now, beginning at Liberty Road through I-70, and then getting better starting down the hill from the ramps at Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We had a mixture of sun and clouds today, less humid, highs in the 80s. Chance for rain returns tomorrow. Rain and humidity the rest of the week. Right now, we're looking at cloudy 66 in Reisterstown. It's cloudy and 74, much warmer in Ocean City. So, interestingly enough, we have these, what do we call them, mashups, these meetups, these teen takeovers. Remember, back in the day, they used to have these flash mobs that would meet, and but they'd always end up with something like a feel-good moment, like groups getting together to sing, or they would reenact a scene from a play or something like that, or they would do something nice for people. Well, this is like a the bad dark version of the flash mob. From Chicago to Florida, D.C. to Baltimore, we've seen the same kinds of a trend is popping up. Large groups of urban teenagers, often coordinating online, taking over public space, and oftentimes mass violence follows with enough regularity that participants treat it as expected. There is police response. There are some arrests, very few. But what's interesting is that a reporter for the Daily Wire, Leona Salinas, she decided to observe a takeover. And she decided to infiltrate one of these teen takeovers in Washington, D.C. Just several weeks ago. And she was, interesting things, what she found out. She decided to observe a takeover unfold as she left a dinner last week. And here she learns, apparently, that the government might have known about and even organized the chaos, at least in D.C., and perhaps elsewhere. She writes, I asked a few kids running past me, she was at the Chipotle in D.C. At the Navy Yard, what was happening. They yelled obscenities at me and kept going. Soon I realized I had found myself in the middle of a teen takeover, the social media trend that goes viral for the wrong reason every few weeks. It's this generation's version of the flash mob, and she's right. And this version almost always ends in violence. Just earlier this year, a teen takeover in D.C. took over the internet with the footage of numerous teens trashing a Chipotle, throwing metal chairs across the restaurant, moved to the edge of one of the groups, and I walked with them. And then an 18-year-old by the name of Michaela told me the event was coordinated by DPR. I asked her what the letter stood for, and she didn't know, only that DPR puts these events together for teens to come out and have fun. She said the organizers reached the kids through Instagram. Well, it turns out that DPR is D.C.'s Department of Parks and Recreation. She said the teens I spoke to that night said they were there for a government-organized event. On Instagram, DPR's account identifies it as a government organization that organizes, quote, fun programs and events, end of quote. One of those events, according to the department's website, is called Late Night Hype. It's a program it created in 2021 to give teens and young adults safe, high-energy spaces to connect after hours. The government office had planned a late-night hype event at the Banneker Rec Center Fields, just north of LaDroite Park in D.C. Attendees knew it was coming. Selena says a young Muslim man in a cafe named Jamar joined us as we walked. I asked him what the kids usually do at these DPR events. He answered without softening it, quote, all these N-words out here are wildin', end of quote. He described how the teens rob each other, take each other's shoes and clothes. Michaela said that most of these events, the teens go overboard and take it to the next level. When I asked what that looked like, Jamar said, you're going to see. So with the DPR frames under the guise of an opportunity for teenagers to gather, and this is how they position it and have fun, instead they foster a place for teens to commit crimes, and they all knew that it was going to happen. And in fact, it's sort of a sanctioned event for committing crimes. And this we know of, at least DPR in Washington. The question is it going on here in Baltimore as well? Is Baltimore City organizing these events? Or Baltimore County? Or all of the above? I think it's worth at least some further investigation by some enterprising investigative reporters. Maybe at the Baltimore Sun. Maybe they can take a look into that, or others. Because I just think that there's somebody or someone behind this. This stuff is not grassroots. I'm sorry. I think it's artificial. Our friends at Elegant Kitchen and Design, if you are a contractor and you're looking to keep your budget and kitchen remodel, you want it on time, you want it on budget or under budget, even better, and to pass on those savings to your clients, to your customers, Elegant Kitchen and Design is where you need to go. Go see my good friend Mike. He'll set you up. They've got designers. They've got all the cabinetry there. Wonderful countertops, granite, quartzite countertops, all there at Elegant Kitchen and Design. One-stop shop for your kitchen remodeling project. So if you're a builder or contractor, designer, whatever the case may be, you've got to go to Elegant Kitchen and Design. That's on Joppa Road in Baltimore County, and or their website, elegantkd.com. That's elegantkd.com. Make sure you tell Mike that I sent you in. Coming up next, Maryland Democrats at the special session ignore the affordability and energy crises in order to promote Westmore.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. It is their last chance to avoid utter destruction, so says President Trump, who says that talks are underway again with Iran, although Iran denies that. The president says that Gulf allies pleaded with him to give diplomacy yet another chance.
It was going to be a massive attack. It was going to be an attack that would have been by far the biggest attack since World War II, but they've asked us not to do it. They said, please don't do it. And their neighbors said that too. And so we're just going to see whether or not we can make a deal.
Meanwhile, a cargo ship reports being hit by some sort of projectile overnight in the Strait of Hormuz. A 37-year-old man stands accused of intentionally starting one of three destructive wildfires in Spokane, Washington, the suspect being held on $1 million bond. President Trump is not pleased with the U.S. attorney for Washington, D.C.
I was disappointed with Jeanine Pirro, really disappointed with Jeanine Pirro. She folded like an umbrella, and people get away with things, and it's a disgrace.
The president says Pirro choked in moving to drop charges against a man who had been accused of vandalizing the reflecting pool. Michigan has joined Minnesota reporting cyber attacks on water plants. Speculation that Iranian interests may be involved. Authorities insist, though, that all the targeted facilities are operating safely. It's a big day for primary voting contests in a number of states, including a closely watched Democratic U.S. Senate contest in Michigan. Congresswoman Haley Stevens, backed by the party's establishment wing, facing leftist progressive Abdul El-Sayed, the latter leading in the polls. Later this morning, the Senate Judiciary Committee expected to approve the Attorney General nomination of acting AG Todd Blanche. On Wall Street, the Dow futures up 279 points. NASDAQ futures ahead 223. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
When I was feeling the stress of too much credit card debt, I looked at two different options, debt settlement and debt management. They may sound the same, but guess what? They're not. Debt settlement seemed like a quick fix, but I found out it would destroy my credit, create tax headaches, and hit me with huge fees. They actually told me to stop paying my bills. No way, not me. Then I turned to a debt management plan plan developed by the team at Trinity. They worked with my creditors, lowered my payments, reduced my interest, saved me thousands, and paid off my debt. And Trinity is a Christian company, which is important to me.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Heather. Please forget debt settlement and remember Trinity Debt Management.
1-800-990-6976.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Lanes are open at both the Harbor Tunnels, but the right tube here at the Fort McHenry Tunnel is slowing just a bit. I was looking at the cameras on the south end, and I don't see any problems coming out of the tunnel moving down to Key Highway. But right now it's heavy traffic there, and it may back us up towards the area of the Keith Avenue ramp if you're coming south on 95. But for right now, it looks like they're still moving. The backup that was there on 895 last report, which was slow at O'Donnell Street, that is now cleared, and we're back under a five-minute delay going south through there. Pretty solid now on the outer loop, so be prepared for that heavy traffic anywhere from 795 going down through the ramps at Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Not a bad start to your Tuesday morning. We're definitely drier. And as we head toward the afternoon, we'll see a mix of clouds and sun, highs in the 80s, a little less humid, tracking more rain returning on Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
64 degrees in Falston and 66 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that Maryland's new Inspector General for Education is promising rigorous investigations into how billions of your taxpayer dollars are spent in public schools. But months into the job, Natalia Medina Ahn has yet to release a single public report. In her first media interview since taking office, Ahn spoke with Project Baltimore's Chris Pabst and addressed concerns regarding potential conflicts of interest, her priorities, and when taxpayers can expect results. And authorities are continuing to investigate crimes around Baltimore's Inner Harbor from Sunday. Baltimore police charged a Baltimore County man with murder after a fight ended in the water in Harbor East on Sunday. 36-year-old James Fitzsimmons of Parkville is facing several charges, including second-degree murder and manslaughter, in connection to the death of James Britt, 37, of Baltimore. Officers were called to the 1300 block of Lancaster Street near the Whole Foods in Harbor East around 1 p.m. on August 2nd. The Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 367. The pick 4, 3366. It's 7:05 on Casey & Company. Steinhold Sports coming up next.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 7:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. O's fans gobsmacked at the trade deadline for the second straight year. Last year, it was 9 Orioles gone on D-Day, with 16 prospects back in return. Yesterday, it was 3, including franchise cornerstone Adley Rutschman, 9 prospects coming back to Baltimore. Here's President of Baseball Operations Mike Elias on deadline day and why the team was in sell mode.
First of all, we lost a couple of games to the Phillies. And, you know, we are at the point where game-by-game results kind of gyrate the odds a little bit. Now, this was not a major factor, but our play over the weekend was not helpful.
Later, Elias was asked if he still felt that the Orioles had a chance to make the postseason this year.
Yes, I do. We're going to be playing for the postseason the rest of the way. I think that our activity today, in a lot of ways, put us in a position to continue that quest.
One player Baltimore didn't deal yesterday was Trevor Rogers, although according to Rogers, the team has not yet approached him about a deal for next season. Meanwhile, at Ravens camp yesterday, the team hitting for the first time, first-round draft pick Vengo Ioane with his welcome to the NFL moment, colliding with the king on a running play.
Welcome to the league, huh? I mean, that's Derrick Henry right there. He's a big running back, strong guy, phenomenal player, of course. I'm chasing after the linebacker. I'm thinking I'm going to get him. We both end up on the ground, great player. Now I know to stay out of his way, so, yeah.
And they'll do it again today at 11 o'clock in Owings Mills. Coming up in 30 minutes, more on the Preakness being in serious jeopardy. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You can reach us at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at am680 at WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. And, of course, you can join us here at any time. We'd love to talk to you here on the program. Coming up in this hour, we're going to take a look at, again, that new Maryland Education Inspector General promises robust oversight, but has not issued a single report after being on the job for months. And remember, she used to be the deputy legal counsel to Wes Moore, so we really shouldn't expect all that much. And Pennsylvania voter purge. Tens of thousands of Democrats have been purged from the voter rolls there. We'll take a look at a foreign company with ties to the CCP responsible for non-citizen registrations, or at least that's what New Jersey is claiming. But our top story here today was once again the special session. Maryland Democrats ignoring the affordability and energy crises here in Maryland. Instead, we get the personal crisis of Wes Moore's national ambition has been prioritized. And, again, this is a lot of things going on in the state of Maryland. By the way, if you want to read a pretty good summary of those issues, Delegates Zulega and Naraki have written an op-ed in the Baltimore Sun. It was published over the weekend, and it says Wes Moore's special session is a case of politics over priorities. And it talks about all the things that, again, from affordability issues, cost issues, anti-electric bills, juvenile crime, the competence issue on the Key Bridge, and, again, all the state agencies that are floundering. Again, it's all in that op-ed. But we heard yesterday from several at the State House, including Mackenzie Frost of Fox 45, challenging electric Bill Ferguson. We're hearing from Steve Hershey, the senator, Senate Minority Leader, on these affordability issues.
I know that many Marylanders are asking why we are here when families continue to face rising costs and affordability challenges.
Why wait until next year to deal with those issues and not do it right now?
I think we are studying these issues to figure out what in Maryland we can do, but we also recognize as a single state in a union, we only have so many levers to pull.
He has every opportunity to address those issues in the 2 days that we're going to be down here now. But they choose not to.
Yeah, that's exactly right. They chose not to, and they chose to prioritize Wes Moore's national presidential ambitions over your everyday cost of living, and they chose to put state employees in a public union with arbitration reform over your everyday concerns about the skyrocketing cost of your electric bills. Our delegate Jason Buckle and Senator Justin Reedy.
We are going to ask this General Assembly to truly and honestly consider what the costs of being one of the highest tax and fee assessing states in America are to our citizens.
This sham special session is all about Governor Moore's presidential and political ambitions. It is not about what's best for Maryland.
Of course not. And we're talking about folks, young folks trying to come here and start a career and find a home. Extremely expensive. By the way, CNBC ranked us the second worst economy in the country. You would think that would be a priority for Electric Bill Ferguson and Jocelyn Paymore Melnick. But no. That's not the case. And, you know, what's more, it's all about Democrats. Again, as I said, this is a twofold purpose this session. One is the power grab. They want absolute power to control all 8 congressional districts. And two, they want to catapult Westmore into the discussion for national, for his presidential ambitions. The rest of us are basically being treated like debris and detritus. 713 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, we mentioned last time around there was some slowing going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Never saw anything, but the speed was down, and with that, we started to back up on 95, and now we're looking at brake lights around the curve here at O'Donnell Street. So if you're coming south from Moravia Road, you're coming under Eastern Avenue. When you start to the top of the hill at O'Donnell Street, that's where the backup is. Everybody's moving, and all 4 lanes are going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel, so there's no issues southbound. But right now, that delay is there. It may clear out. We'll keep an eye on it. 895 in the meantime, not too bad between O'Donnell Street and the Old Harbor Tunnel southbound. The west side outer loop off and on. A little more stop and go now from 795 down through the ramps at Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Block 25 weather authority forecast. It's going to be a partly cloudy day today, actually a mixture of sun and clouds. Less humidity. Highs will be in the 80s. And right now we're looking at cloudy skies. It is 70 downtown, 70 in Dundalk. And time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Well, good news yesterday. Economically, U.S. factories expanded at the fastest clip in more than 4 years. U.S. manufacturing activity surged in July at the strongest rate. More than 4 years now, driven by soaring demand, record production, and a wave of new hiring. So U.S. manufacturing, according to Bloomberg, is booming, expanding at the fastest pace since 2022, beating expectations in many metrics for the month of July. The Federal Reserve confirms the boom is widespread. Manufacturing activity, payrolls, and wages are rising nationwide. Manufacturing wages climbed over 4% year over year, beating inflation, putting more money in the pockets of American voters. The turnaround is no accident. President Trump's working families' tax cuts have powered this revival, supporting 6 million American jobs, protecting nearly half a trillion in workers' wages, and preserving $1 trillion in U.S. economic activity. U.S. economy is projected to grow at a blistering 6.2% annualized rate in the third quarter of this year. So, again, the economy is doing gangbusters. And you have to look at here in Maryland. Imagine if we didn't have the Trump tax cuts after over 300, largest tax increase in history in 2025, the record fees, the vehicle registrations. Again, imagine for retirees that are still struggling here in the state of Maryland, if it wasn't for the Social Security tax credit, which many seasoned citizens were able to use and will until at least the next 2 years, that's all good. And in fact, it would be much, much worse, much more difficult to live in the state of Maryland if it wasn't for President Trump under the Democrats' domination and rule. President Trump updating us on the progress of talks now with Iran.
We will find out today or tomorrow. I mean, they're going to go quickly one way or the other. It's not very complex. We're talking about the strait, the opening of the strait, having it open literally by tomorrow, completely open. And that's phase one. And phase two is we then will talk about the nuclear capacity, the nuclear, what, you know, as we've been mentioning, that basically, it's, I think most say, the denuclearization of Iran has to happen. Has to happen. And that'll be the second phase. But the first phase is the opening of the straits. The second phase will be the denuclearization. And that'll take a little while. But we're very strong on it. They cannot have a nuclear weapon. Iran cannot have a nuclear weapon. And
Yeah. And that is, there's phase one and phase two. Open the Straits of Hormuz, already on the news of that. Oil is now below $80 a barrel, and you see some oil prices starting to come down, gas prices, I should say. But as for Iran, this is the seventh time that we've had the military action, and we've called it off for peace talk. So seven times, on again, off again. President Trump says this is the last chance for Iran. Does he really mean it?
Many countries called, many, the leaders of many are friendly with a lot of them, almost all of them, one way or the other, and they all wanted to give this a last chance. This is a last chance. This is not something that, if it doesn't happen, this is a last chance for them to sign a good document. Yep.
And up in New York City, guess what? Kami Mamdani is requiring his grocery store shoppers to have a photo ID in order to shop at the grocery stores. President Trump reacted to that.
Well, I wish they'd have an ID to access the voting booth. You know, they don't want to access the voting booth with any identification. We want voter ID, and we want proof of citizenship. Well, he also had a thing where you had to have two different IDs to shovel snow.
The Todd Blanche nomination to the Attorney General of the United States over at DOJ is now going to advance after the RINOs Tom Tillis and John Cornyn have come to an agreement. Blanche rescinded the $1.8 billion weaponization fund that was to compensate people that were wrongly arrested, accused, and suffered for over 400 days without bail over the J6 protests, et cetera. But the Democrats and some Republicans like Tillis and Cornyn made that a central figure. So fine, get Blanche in. And then once Tillis and Cornyn are gone, thank God, then you can reestablish that fund at a later day. President Trump unhappy with U.S. District Attorney Judge Jeanine Pirro after she dismissed charges against an Olympian canoeist for allegedly vandalizing the reflecting pool. And again, the president said he was disappointed with the judge.
And I was disappointed with Jeanine Pirro, really disappointed with Jeanine Pirro. She folded like an umbrella, and people get away with things, and it's a disgrace. But we're very proud of Lafayette Park. Now we have a big decision to make. Do we take the pavers that are red, you know, the red brick pavers, and do we change them into a granite? It's a gray granite. They're beautiful, but they're not the original. So we're going to have to make that decision. You have a good sense of taste. What would you
do?
Huh?
Yes, change it.
You would change the red brick into the granite.
Heartbeat.
The granite is much stronger, holds up much better, different color.
And he also went on to say that he believes that the Judge Jeanine Pirro choked when it comes to prosecuting this case.
To Jeanine. And frankly, I think she choked because the judge was really vicious. Instead of going after the people that did it, the judge went after her and went after her department. And I guess she choked. I don't know what the hell happened.
Are you reconsidering her role?
I don't know what. You're fake news. Don't ever talk again. You're fake news. One of the worst in the business. Fortunately, nobody watches you.
Yeah, he was talking to an MS Now reporter. And finally, Congressman Andy Ogles introduced articles of impeachment against a radical leftist judge, Alison Burroughs, who refused a Supreme Court ruling and decided to block the Trump administration from ending the temporary protected status for Somalis in the United States. This is an executive branch power that the judiciary should have no say in whatsoever. You can the executive bestows TPS, and he can take away TPS. That is clearly up to the executive branch. And that's the way it was 562 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
Well, if you're a contractor or builder or designer and you know you've got a great partner, if you're working on a build or a big redesign, the right partners make all the difference. That's why you should check out Town Appliance and their trade program. It is literally built for professionals just like you. If you're a builder, contractor, interior designer, or multifamily property owner, they handle the delivery nationwide. You get exactly what you ordered on time. Plus, you get a dedicated rep, exclusive benefits, and pricing tailored tailored to your specific project. They have over 70 different brands to choose from, everything from everyday purchases and appliances to high-end luxury kitchens. Give them a call, text, or go online to townappliance.com and get started today.
Hi, I'm Eddie Hughes, founder of Hughes Mechanical, serving Maryland and Delaware for over 14 years. We love what we do, and more importantly, we love helping people. Whether it's your AC going down in the summer heat or a plumbing problem catching you off guard, we've got you covered. Call us today and mention you heard us here, and we'll waive your diagnostic fee completely free. We also offer free estimates and second opinions. We're not here to sell you. We're here to serve you. Check us out online at HughesHeatingAndAir.com and experience the Hughes difference. Be educated, not sold.
The Main Street Tower Restaurant in Bel Air offers great food, 3 in-house party rooms, and 2 outdoor party spaces. Plus, the famous Giovanni's Restaurant menu is now at the Main Street Tower Bel Air. Main Street Tower, becoming the area's favorite for business meetings, weddings, birthday parties, fundraisers, anniversaries, baby showers, wakes, and retirement parties. Catering available at the location of your choice. Great food and comfortable surroundings at the Main Street Tower Bel Air. Call or go online to mainstreettower.com.
Tune in to Safe Retirement Solutions with Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah every Thursday at 6 p.m. and Saturday at 11 a.m. for retirement planning and financial talk right here on WCBM.
A quick update of the top stories at 30 minutes past the hour on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
723, traffic and weather on the threes. The update now with Lugnuts Johnson.
Capitol Beltway with the normal delays, outer loop, New Hampshire Avenue, around to the Mormon Temple. That's in Montgomery County. And then on the inner loop, no issues, but boy, does it get heavy here at Indian Head Highway. The local lanes, even the traffic staying across to the right on the Woodrow Wilson Bridge over the Potomac. That backup is there. It's there every day. But right now, no incidents, just heavy traffic as you're coming south from Route 5 and eventually across the bridge and into Alexandria, then over towards Springfield. Heavy traffic again at the junction at I-95. BW Parkway looks pretty good right now, southbound through Arundel Mills, and not too bad coming up north from Powder Mill Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy today, less humid. The highs will be in the 80s, maybe some rain returning tomorrow at some point. But right now we're looking at cloudy skies. It is 67 in Forest Hills, 70 in Middle River. Again, we're talking about the affordability crisis along across the board, the cost of living here in Maryland. Again, you can't afford to retire here in most cases. You can't afford to start a life here in most cases due to the cost of housing. And now we find out all these nickel and dime fees. Of course, you have to take installments out on your vehicle registrations, 300 different taxes, fees, permit, all were increased. And now property taxes went up again. They always do that in the state of Maryland, looking for more money. I know in my particular instance, my property taxes were up $500 from the last time they were assessed. And we're just getting hammered in this state. And Marylanders are bleeding. We're hemorrhaging here. And, of course, second worst economy in the country. And yet that's not a cause of concern for electric bill and Jocelyn Paymore and Wes Moore. They want to basically make sure that they can maintain power and promote Wes Moore's presidential ambitions. And Electric Bill said the other day, we saw states like Tennessee, Louisiana, South Carolina act with haste to attempt to eliminate majority-minority congressional districts. These acts change the calculus. That's why we're here. And of course, no, you're here. We know why you're here with this special session. Those states did that because it is, I think, inequitable. It is should not be allowed to create partisan districts based solely on race or districts based solely on politics. Now, the Supreme Court addressed the race component, but not the partisan politics component. And that might be something they just don't want to touch down the road. But here is Senator Steve Hershey, the Senate Minority Leader, talking about the affordability punt by the Democrats here, leaving us all high and dry.
First of all, I'd say, what is he waiting for? Right? He has every opportunity to address those issues in the 2 days that we're going to be down here now. But they choose not to, and I think that's the important talk thing. They can talk as much as they want about these issues, but they're choosing not to address them.
And I think that's what we've noticed when we initially came out, the special session came in. I think between the House and the Senate, we filed to introduce 8 bills each that dealt with energy prices, that dealt with affordability, that dealt with vehicle registration fees, that dealt with the gas tax. All of those bills requests have been introduced, but they choose not to talk about it because the Democrats realize they're on the wrong side of this. They recognize that they did not address these issues when they had the opportunity back in January. So now, when they have an opportunity again, there's no way they can discuss it because they know they failed before. And so they say, oh, we'll address it next year again. We've heard that over and over from the Democrats in talking about affordability issues and talking about energy issues. We'll do it some other time. And this, again, is just further evidence that they don't want to address the issues that are important to Marylanders.
Yeah, and look, we now know, and of course the fix was in, even before they gaveled the hearings in yesterday, and of course all the Republican amendments to address the cost of living issues, the affordability crisis, the having to clean up our elections, every single one of them was shot down by the Democrats, who now just act purely out of spite and of arrogance. This is what absolute power does. It corrupts absolutely. And that's why, again, you'll have an opportunity this fall, again, to change the governor, to send more reinforcements to Annapolis to help, hopefully, the new governor, which would be Dan Cox, and vote against this attempt to change our Constitution in a raw power grab and a pure politics of personal destruction here with Wes Moore. Let me tell you about my good friends at Reverse Mortgage. Mark McVeary, as you know, is the Reverse Mortgage Answer Man. He's been doing this for a long time. And when you were planning for retirement, you crunch the numbers, you estimate what your Social Security would be each month, what your expenses are. One thing that throw everybody's numbers off is how fast the cost of everything has risen, way faster than anyone's income. And maybe you still have a mortgage, a home equity loan, some credit card debt, all pulling, tugging at that income and your cash flow. You just don't have enough coming in each month to live the way that you'd like. A lot of people are finding a fixed income living is a lot harder than one would expect. So if you're a homeowner, a reverse mortgage might be the answer for you. Mark McVeary has been helping Maryland homeowners with reverse mortgages for over 30 years. He knows these loans better than anyone. He'll come to your house, answer all your questions, tell you flat out whether it makes sense for you or not. Doesn't cost you a single dime. I've known Mark for a long time. He does right by people. Just make the call. 410-788-7070. 410-788-7070. It's 7:30. Time for the latest news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that a man died after being struck by a piece of equipment in Dundalk on Monday morning, according to the Maryland Transportation Authority Police. Shortly after 9 a.m. on August 3rd, MDTA police officers assigned to the Port of Baltimore detachment responded to the Dundalk Marine Terminal for a report of an injured person. Officers found that a man had been struck by a piece of equipment and attempted life-saving measures. Authorities said that the victim was taken to a local hospital where he was pronounced dead. And also reported is thousands of nonprofits crowd Maryland's landscape. Questions are growing about what kind of real-world impact millions of charitable and taxpayer dollars are having and whether some organizations are even following basic state rules. Kenny Ebron, a former nonprofit director, said he's seen few improvements on Baltimore's streets despite the amount of money flowing into nonprofits. And as Maryland lawmakers return to Annapolis Monday for a special legislative session focused on congressional redistricting, former Governor Larry Hogan weighed in with his pen. In a guest commentary published by the Baltimore Sun, Hogan argued the special session has one purpose, attempting to change the Constitution to give the Democratic Party an unfair election advantage so they can realize their goal of pushing the last Republican member of Congress out of office. And police are investigating a deadly double shooting in West Baltimore's Upton neighborhood Monday evening. Around 4:20 p.m. on August 3rd, officers were called to the 1700 block of McCullough Street for a shot spotter alert and several calls for a reported shooting, police said. And a new state law aims to protect Marylanders from harmful PFAS chemicals by limiting the amount of the chemicals in biosolid crop fertilizer. 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, everybody.
everyone. Kim Plasek here. I'm inviting you to join me for the second annual Putting Social on August 20th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Turf Valley Resort.
Oh, yeah!
This is not your average golf outing. It's a fun, casual five-hole putting challenge with delicious hors d'oeuvres and a cash bar. Come out and compete or just enjoy the vibe with friends and new faces. Here's where it gets exciting. The top five scorers from the opening round will join me for a long-distance, one-hole championship putt. The player closest to the pin wins the grand prize, which is a private round of golf with me and three guests, including green fees and cards.
Oh, yeah, baby!
Tickets are just $40. Get yours today at WCBM.com, and I'll see you out on the green at Turf Valley Resort.
The second annual Kim Klasick Putting Social is brought to you by the Smile Design Center and RBC Wealth Management, featuring Tim Herb's Morning Market Flash.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
It's your brake lights now again at 8:95, and even now before O'Donnell Street, so we've gone up to about a 7 to 10 minute delay there. Just heavy traffic, and at one point, 95 southbound was backed up to O'Donnell Street. That's now mostly cleared, but we're heavy again going through the southbound toll plaza lanes and into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So there are some off and on delays southbound. Nothing major right now. JFX is still good. Typical ride now on the Beltway, starting to fill in around Hartford Road. We'll get busy at Greenspring. The west side this morning has already been busy from Liberty Road down through the ramps at Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Not a bad start to your Tuesday morning. We're definitely drier, and as we head toward the afternoon, we'll see a mix of clouds and sun, highs in the 80s, a little less humid, tracking more rain returning on Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, for the second straight year, the Orioles will pick up the pieces after the trade deadline, this time with four players gone from the MLB roster, including three-time All-Star Adley Rutschman, outfielder Taylor Ward, and reliever Tyler Wells. The haul the Birds got back, especially for Rutschman, is considered high, and all the while, President of Baseball Operations Mike Elias arguing the team did not throw in the towel.
But we did not dismantle the team. We still have a very good team, very good rotation, and we're going to keep grinding, and we've got talent in the minor leagues, some new talent, some players that'll come up, and you know, this is part of running a baseball organization.
One player the Birds did acquire late yesterday was reliever Cody Ewer from the Brewers. He's 30 years of age, gives Baltimore an experienced bullpen option. 6'5" right-hander, has appeared in 97 major league games across 4 years, posting a 3.76 ERA. One of the biggest question marks surrounding the Ravens this summer is who will take over at center for the departed Tyler Linderbaum. There are currently three players battling for the spot, and with the season opener 6 weeks away, head coach Jesse Minter was asked if there is a deadline by which he'd like to make a decision.
I don't know that there's a deadline, and I really say that only because one of them in the mix of the battle is coming off of an injury.
And that player is Ethan Posich, signed away from the Browns. Posich dealing with a torn Achilles from last December, thought to be the front runner for the job. For more than 150 years, horse racing's Triple Crown has been one of the most coveted titles in the world of sport. But now it's under duress with yesterday's announcement that a new horse racing series will debut in 2027. It's called the Thoroughbred Championship Series, launched by Churchill Downs and the New York Racing Association. This new series would begin the first week in May. All races to be held at Churchill Downs and Belmont Park. No mention of Pimlico or the future of the Triple Crown. Churchill Downs CEO Bill Carstanian explains that the thinking behind the endeavor is because today's sports fans want something different.
They want stories that unfold over time. They want rivalries, standings, and meaningful competition that builds from one event to the next. They want a championship they can follow throughout an entire season, and they want to see a champion crowned each year to celebrate.
So, the championship series would cover six races beginning on May 1st, last throughout the summer, and conclude with the championship race in September. But again, no mention of Pimlico, no mention of the Preakness. The time now is 7:37. When we return, more on that, and Aaron Rodgers takes a deep shot downfield.
Contractors, Sean Casey here. Do your customers expect you to have the right answers when it's time to choose cabinets and countertops? Mike and the team at Elegant Kitchen and Design can help. They'll work with you and your clients to find the right look, the right materials, and price for the project, with personal service from start to finish. Visit their Baltimore County showroom on East Joppa Road or go to ElegantKD.com. That's ElegantKD.com. And tell Mike and the team, Sean Casey sent.
So, Sean, first on this championship series, the Thoroughbred Championship, those comments from Bill Carstanian, the CEO of Churchill Downs, are correct.
Yes.
That's exactly what sports fans want today.
My question is, you said the first race would be May 1st.
Correct.
Well, the Kentucky Derby is the first Saturday in May. Is this...
Correct.
Separate from the Derby?
This is still... Yes, it is separate from the Derby. This
so
is still...
they're going to hold a race just 5 days or before?
No, this is separate from the Triple Crown.
Right.
The Derby, I believe... And this is still to be worked out.
If you're going to get top thoroughbreds in the country, then you're going to have to pick one or the other.
Well, no. I'm saying that this is still need to be worked out.
Okay.
But I think what's going to happen is the Derby is going to be part of this
that makes sense,
thoroughbred race series. The point for Baltimore is that the Preakness won't.
Right.
And so what are we doing here?
Yeah.
What do we have?
Well, maybe they ought to give the $400 million back for the Key Bridge that they spent on the Laurel.
Oh, God, $400 million. Oh, my God. It's just racking up. It's over $500 million now that the state has spent on horse racing down the drain right now because of this announcement.
Yeah.
All right, I want to move on to Aaron Rodgers real quick. You sent this to me, and I had it anyway. He was on the... This is hilarious.
I know.
He was on the Pat McAfee show yesterday. McAfee's going around the league, you know, and Rodgers is a contributor, so... Anyway, here's the back and forth.
Is everything better? Is everything funner? Is everything more awesome? Like, how do you kind of view this year versus maybe the years of the past?
Now I'm going to plead the fifth.
Okay.
Okay.
Like that. I love that guy.
Like that absolute coward, Tony Fauci. Yeah. Absolute coward.
Yeah. That's the money shot.
That is.
Right there.
Right there. Yeah, Aaron Rodgers. Wow. Yeah, because he was taking a lot of other stuff. He believed in ivermectin.
Right, he was taking all that heat. Exactly right. Yeah. There you go.
Good stuff. Thanks, Gary. 7:39. 21 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. So as of right now, as we head into the August recess, that is scheduled in the Senate. No Save America Act has passed yet. President Trump repeatedly has asked for that to happen, although John Thune says he doesn't have the votes. Right now, we got 53 Republican senators. 20 have signed on to, we will stay in, we will cancel recess. There's more important things to do before these midterm elections than to go on recess for a month or so before we come back into Washington. But that's the problem in and of itself. You got 33 rhinos out there versus 20 conservative or MAGA or loyal to what the president wants to have done. One of those is Senator Darlene Graham, who is facing election to replace her brother Lindsey this fall with Ralph Norman. Looks to be her top challenger, but she's come out and took it one step further.
Said earlier, I'm willing to stay through recess to get it done. What's up with recess anyway? Who gets a month off from work? I think we should stay up there and work and get it done. You have to have an ID to check out a library book, to buy alcohol, and you don't have to have an ID to vote. That's absurd. In New Jersey, they had 6,600 people, non-citizens registered to vote, and several hundred of them did vote in our election. And I am all for, this is where I differ from my brother, getting rid of the filibuster to get this done, because eventually the Democrats are going to get rid of it anyway.
Yeah, she's absolutely right. Democrats will. They've been running on that. We just played the clip from Kamala Harris the other day on getting rid of the filibuster, and they will, because it's all about the power, and they'll worry about the consequences later. Meanwhile, in Pennsylvania, Scott Prusser is doing incredible work. They're registering Republicans and people to vote and so on and so forth, but he's also been putting pressure on these states to purge their voter rolls from non-citizens. And right now, we've just learned Pennsylvania's purged its voter rolls, and tens of thousands of voters were purged. Most of them, you had 54,000 Democrats purged and 24,000 Republicans, and that's a net GOP gain of about 30,000 in just 1 week. In 1 week... last week, Democrats led statewide by 56,000 voters, and now that lead has been cut in half to 26,000 voters. This comes after New Jersey got caught letting non-citizens onto its rolls. And then we find out Natalie Winters is reporting at her Substack today that a foreign company with ties to China is behind this non-citizen voter registration and these errors across America. It's a company called Ademia out of France. And their company develops facial recognition, fingerprint, government ID systems. They hold several federal contracts, including TSA PreCheck, Border Patrol, biometric entry-exit admission, FBI's fingerprint submission, driver's license provider in 36 states, including right here in Maryland, and then the Department of Defense's identity operations. Their IDEMIA Public Security is controlled by Advent International. It's a Boston-based private equity firm, and they have a company there who's running that equity firm out of Shanghai. That's right. This is a guy with ties to the Chinese Communist Party. So, in a nutshell, let me sum this up for you. The documented ownership chain is remarkable. New Jersey's voter registration pipeline relied upon a French biometric contractor controlled by a private equity giant operating from Shanghai and Hong Kong, raising capital in the region, investing $2 billion in China. And it was the fund co-founded by a former Chinese Communist Party leader's grandson. How about that? 743. By the way, you want to play Choose Your Fake News? Give us a call right now. Reserve your spot. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Time for traffic weather on the threes. The update now with Lug Nuts Johnson.
Brought to you as a service of Lead East 2026. Going to be the world's largest and greatest oldies party. Labor Day weekend will be in Parsippany, New Jersey. 95 North is heavy now coming up from the Washington Boulevard area towards 395. Just the normal heavy traffic. Then the Sky Ramp is a little bit slow coming up into the interchange at 395 and eventually towards downtown. 895 still backed up around the Eastern Avenue ramp, maybe backing towards Erdman Avenue. We're about 5-6 minutes southbound on 95. New wreck just came in from Prince George's County. It's very close to the ramp. It's on 197 just before the BW Parkway in Prince George's County. Join us for a mega shake, rattle and roll weekend with poodle skirts, leather jackets, cool cars, and more. Stars from The Sopranos, Dallas, and Giuseppe from Giuseppe's Garage. And you'll get transported back in time. Get all the information, leadeast.net for more information and hotel reservations right there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy today, less humid, highs will be in the 80s. And right now we're looking at cloudy, 69 in Parkville, 72 in Pasadena. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Connie is in Perry Hall. Good morning, Connie.
Good morning.
Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go last.
All right, good luck. Here are the three stories. Tragedy has struck the 10th annual dog surfing championship in Pacifica, California, which draws large crowds with dogs of all shapes and sizes. Apparently, one of the dogs was knocked off its board and then eaten by a shark.
Oh.
Attacked a great white, they believe they spotted. The event was canceled because of that tragedy. Story two, on a freezing cold January morning in Denver, it appears that suburban moms are meeting for their GLP-1 shots. Denver's now become the Ozempic town, USA, wealthy mountainous city where everyone's abusing the drugs, and private school moms have now been turned into skeletons with their telltale Ozempic faces. And story three, U.S. Air Force Major General Dr. Mark Brown, president and CEO of Tuskegee University in Alabama, is bringing a more professional educational environment to the school at this HBCU. Starting this fall, students will be required to bring a business suit and shoes in campus. Cannot dress unprofessionally in the classrooms or cafeteria. Head coverings will be banned, the exceptions for those that serve for religious or medical purposes. All right, so story one, tragedy strikes dog surfing championships in California. Story two, welcome to Ozempic Town, USA. Or story three, Tuskegee requires business suits and bans do-rags as part of their new dress code. All right, we'll start with Chuck.
Uno.
Chuck goes for story number one. Kristen.
Yeah, I definitely believe the Denver Olympic moms. And if that Tuskegee story is true, Marilyn Mosby might be after them. They're probably committing some sort of racism by not letting people express themselves. I think I'll also go with number one. How did PETA, does PETA let dogs surf? I don't know.
Kristen goes for story number one. Maggie?
I also go with number one.
Maggie goes number one. Connie?
I'm making it unanimous.
It's unanimous today. Story number one, yes, there is a dog surfing championship. No, no dogs were eaten or attacked by sharks. So that is our fake news story of the day.
And but it was delayed because I happened to see that little piece yesterday. It was delayed because there were sharks in the area.
Shark sightings, yes.
Yes.
But no shark attack, no dogs were eaten.
Correct.
No animals were harmed in the filming of this segment.
Just clean
they
it.
Said some other dogs were seen on the beach, but some of the people were let go at that point.
Yeah, absolutely. But the women from PETA were sent home.
Yes, that's what I mean.
That's right.
Thank I was going that distance. Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, Connie, congratulations. Put you on hold. Tell you how to get your prize. 7:48, 12 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Garland Favorito is the co-founder of the trusted election results in Georgia called Voter GA. They released an urgent message this week calling on President Trump to declare a national emergency to save our U.S. elections. And he released a statement just weeks after President Trump revealed that the intel agencies had become so corrupted that they had hid Chinese election intrusion from him in his presidential daily briefing since 2018. In fact, the National Security Agency right here in Maryland at Fort Meade, along with other groups in the IC, withheld election manipulation evidence from Congress and the president during the 2020 presidential election cycle. Favorito says one such document shows an NSA strategic intelligence analyst admitting, quote, we've deliberately massaged our one pending PDB to avoid any direct links to the election. The threat started in 2018, and yet the U.S. intelligence community kept this information from the president at the time. This information would have been buried for eternity had Trump not won his reelection in 2024. Here is what they have concluded. China hacked, bought, or stole access to 220 million voter records to mine the presidential identifying information, the personal identifying information of Americans. China imported 20,000 fake driver's licenses to be used for 2020 voter registrations. China conducted a massive election influence initiative to denigrate President Trump using social media, U.S. journalists, and pressure on political and financial supporters. And in spite of such dangerous foreign interference, much of the IC chose to withhold virtually all intelligence confirming it throughout 2020. Agencies involved in this cover-up include the NSA, the FBI, the CIA, and the Bureau of Intelligence and Research for the State Department. This deep state cover-up was instituted over objections from career staffers at the NSA and the Office of Director of National Intelligence, one of whom wrote, quote, the PDB isn't going to tie to the election. The mind boggles, end of quote. President released all those documents thanks to Tulsi Gabbard at the Office of Director of National Intelligence. And so Favorito says, declare a national emergency to save the elections and mandate no mail-in ballots. And you can do that by executive order, voter ID. See if it flies. See if it passes muster. You're listening to Casey and Company at 7:51. Coming up next, the new Maryland Education Inspector General vows robust oversight. We'll see.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a five-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
7:53, traffic and weather on the threes. The update now, Lugnuts Johnson.
Prince George's County, watch for the wreck. Very close to the parkway. It's on 197, very close to the ramp there, 295, and it may even impact some of the ramps right there. Helpway on the Parkville side, the lanes are still open. Some slowing on the outer loop at Hartford, the inner loop at Greenspring. The west side is busy and stop and go, but it's moving. 795 to Frederick Road, and a little more traffic now coming northbound on the inner loop, coming up from Route 40 West and up through the construction area at I-70. We're getting some brake lights right now on the inner loop at exit 15 as you're crossing at Route 40, so be aware. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be a partly cloudy day today, but will remain dry, less humid, highs in the 80s. Rain might return tomorrow in the area. Right now, cloudy, 71 in Middle River, 68 in Bel Air. We're here in the state of Maryland. We've seen continuous battles over inspectors general. Right now, we're going through a big one with the city. Mayor B.S. Is squaring off in court against Isabel Cumming. Judge Pamela White now going to take some time to decide whether she can remain an independent inspector general with subpoena power that doesn't have to go through the city mayor-controlled law department. And so, again, this was after voters put it on a charter referendum and voted for that independence, for that power. I mean, how can you remain independent if you don't have subpoena power to subpoena everybody? And so that's that. And then, of course, with the Baltimore County Inspector General issue with Johnny Zero and Kathy Klossmeyer with Kelly Madigan, who has now since left her position there after, of course, all sorts of attempts to fire her, interfere with the election, etc. Now she's over in Howard County where she might be facing the same kinds of things. Again, Democrats don't want anything to be run independent of their control. Let's face it. That includes the governor. And so we know that billions and billions of dollars every year are spent on education here in the state of Maryland. One of the good things that former Governor Hogan did was to create the Office of Inspector General to review the Education Department here in the state of Maryland. That was Rick Henry, who was appointed. Rick Henry did not have a conflict of interest. He wasn't serving as deputy legal counsel for Hogan at the time. And, of course, Henry was not reappointed. Westmore appointed his deputy legal counsel to that position. Her name is Natalia Ahn, and she sat down with her first media interview with Chris Papps of Fox 45. And I guess the biggest question here is that as deputy legal counsel for Governor Moore, that certainly would lead some questions as to whether or not this would be a conflict of interest by definition. I mean, let's face it, the governor, he appoints, he impacts public education in the state. He appoints the State Board of Education along with members of the Baltimore County School Board. As IG, Ahn may have to investigate people who were appointed by her former boss. And what does she say about the conflict of interest here?
You work for the governor.
Yeah.
And now you do have the ability to publish reports.
Absolutely.
In an election year that could affect your former boss. Do you think that's something taxpayers should be concerned about?
I think taxpayers should be concerned about conflicts of interest generally. What I'm here to tell you today is that I will not take on an investigation where there's a determined conflict, and I'm not afraid of having a third party take a look at my conflicts policy or at my conflict that I will disclose to determine whether or not that jeopardizes the integrity of an investigation.
You're taking the job as a conflict of interest. So she's promising here that she's going to reveal her third party. I mean, a third party should have picked her to begin with, not Wes Moore. Not as deputy legal counsel for the governor. Wait, there's more. She also worked in Montgomery County Public Schools for a while. Her boss there was a guy by the name of Josh Sivan. Josh Sivan is now chief legal counsel for Baltimore City Public Schools. Again, a potential conflict of interest.
Your relationship with Josh Sivan, is that also something that taxpayers should be concerned about?
I think taxpayers should always be concerned about relationships generally and whether there are conflicts of interest processes in place to avoid jeopardizing investigations. I know Josh Sivan, sure, I used to work for him, but just like all the other general counsels that I've reached out to and superintendents, what you're going to hear from me is I'm not going to treat you any differently.
Oh, yeah, blah, 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 blah. As to her job, she's been in the job now 4 months and not issued a single report yet on waste, fraud, and abuse of educational funding here in the state of Maryland. And Chris Pabst asked her about that.
Since you have taken the office, I still do not see any reports that have been released publicly while you've been the inspector general. Why is that?
Yeah, that's right. No, we haven't released reports yet. I want to create rigorous standard operating procedures and that any reports that we do publish are published without any gaps in evidence, that we're following the facts to the fullest extent.
When do you anticipate your first reports will start to be released?
In the coming months.
What does that mean?
I wish I could tell you. I couldn't tell you. What does that mean is I you know, there's investigations that were ongoing when I came in. There's new investigations.
Do you anticipate that reports will be released before the election?
I would be surprised if no reports were released before the election.
Yeah. Get ready to be surprised, because I am going to go out on a limb here and say you won't see a single report prior to this election. Not one. And we'll see. We'll keep that clip just in case down the road for future use, I'm sure. All right, coming up top of the hour, more on the latest special session here in Maryland, Annapolis, and we'll talk about a legal challenge that may be brewing. It's 8 o'clock. You're listening to Casey and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rex Thomason. On the face of it, it doesn't appear that Iran is serious about making a war-ending deal with the U.S. President Trump says talks with Tehran have resumed, but Iran refuses to acknowledge such discussions, insisting there are no talks going on.
It is still unknown if a deal will be reached with Iran or if there will be a return to war. President Trump in the Oval Office telling reporters,
"This is the last chance. This is not something that, if it doesn't happen, this is a last chance for them to sign a good document."
Laura Winters reporting.
Having to endure repeated deadly Russian drone and missile strikes, many of them on civilian targets, Ukraine is returning fire as it continues to refine and improve its drone technology. BBC Steve Rosenberg in Moscow.
Russian officials say that early this morning, an industrial park south of Moscow was attacked by drones. According to the governor of Moscow region, a fire broke out at a warehouse. He didn't say which company. An electricity substation and an administrative building were damaged too. There's been a drone attack near St. Petersburg. Russia's largest online retailer, Wildberries, confirmed that its warehouse there was on fire and that staff had been evacuated.
Russia blames Ukraine for deadly weekend bombing at a Moscow restaurant. 5 people killed, 19 injured. Authorities in fire-ravaged Spokane, Washington, are holding an accused arsonist on $1 million bond. 37-year-old man allegedly started one of 3 fires that have destroyed hundreds of homes, forcing 60,000 people to evacuate. A Senate committee expected to take a vote today to advance Acting Attorney General Todd Blanche's nomination to lead the Department of Justice. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures up
546 points. The NASDAQ futures ahead 331. S&P futures up 26 points. Townhall.com.
Progressive presents the Museum of You.
We begin our tour with a unique piece, a relic from the early big screen television era. Remarkable. Next, we find a juicer, which historians believe has only ever been used once. And finally, compact discs from the emo era. A rare find indeed.
Some things should be history, but until then, you could protect what's important to you and save by bundling your auto insurance with a renter's policy from Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Alex Marlow cuts through the political spin on the Alex Marlow podcast.
The economics of illegal immigration is so dumb, it's so stupid for Americans. We want American dollars to stay in America. That's how the economy grows. But if I pay an illegal alien and they send 50% of it home, the money doesn't go to American businesses. It goes to another country. Why do we want that? It's a race to the far-left Islamist wing of the party.
Subscribe for free today on Spotify, Apple, YouTube, or at SalemPodcastNetwork.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
I'm going to report there may have been a minor wreck on 895 southbound in the area around the Eastern Avenue Bridge and Lombard Street. If it was there, it did back us up. We were already slow anyway back towards Urban Avenue. But looking at the camera now at the Eastern Avenue Bridge, it doesn't appear that anything's in the roadway. May have been a minor incident there at one point, but I don't see anything in the roadway right now on the southbound sides. But the backup is still there. So again, just a heads up for that as you're traveling south. 95 next door has been busy after the O'Donnell Street ramp. The Baltimore County Fire has been looking for a report of an accident on 795. They've been up to 140. They've been down to the Beltway, a couple of broken down vehicles along the way, but I don't see any big problems there. It looks like they're still working on the wreck in Prince George's County on 197, just off the ramp area at 295. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Not a bad start to your Tuesday morning. We're definitely drier. And as we head toward the afternoon, we'll see a mix of clouds and sun, highs in the 80s, a little less humid, tracking more rain returning on Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 74 in Hampstead and 76 at the Kent Narrows. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM. Maryland News Center. The Maryland State Fire Marshal is investigating after the historic Courier House in Harford County caught fire Monday morning. On August 3rd, around 7:31 a.m., crews with the Susquehanna Hose Company were called to the bed and breakfast. And Fox 45 reports the funeral provider Earth has opened the East Coast first composting facility. The 37,000 square foot facility, which has spaces to educate families and a private room to say goodbye, is to be the largest of its kind in the world. The vessel room where the soil transformation process is undergone consists of 15,000 square feet and has the capacity for 126 vessels, co-founder and CEO Tom Harries told 7 News. And a Silver Spring woman was sentenced to more than 3 years in federal prison for her role in a scheme that fraudulently obtained hundreds of thousands of dollars in COVID-19 unemployment and business relief funds. The winning Maryland lottery number pick 3 was 367, the pick 4 3366. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pearshaw.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 8:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Orioles and Angels tonight from Camden Yards, with President of Baseball Operations Mike Elias insisting the team can still make the playoffs.
Yes, they do. We're going to be playing for the postseason the rest of the way. I think that our activity today, in a lot of ways, put us in a position to continue that quest.
I mean, this despite the team trading away Adley Rutschman, Taylor Ward, and Tyler Wells yesterday. A sidebar here, that every other team in the division were net buyers at the deadline. The Orioles were the lone exception. And a second sidebar, in a twist of irony, those pitchers still listed as undecided tonight. The Angels are listing former Oriole Grayson Rodriguez as their pitcher tonight. Ronnie Stanley, the unquestioned leader on the Ravens' offensive line, but the next most tenured Ravens O-lineman is right tackle Roger Rosengarten, preparing for a leadership role as well.
100%. I mean, as soon as last year ended, I kind of figured, you know, that was going to kind of be the case, and especially going through these OTAs and finishing that and going to the summer break. Coach Sled brought that up to me, and, you know, I think myself and Ronnie have definitely taken on that huge role of, you know, being the two guys that everyone else looks up to. And
finally, the controversy brewing within the WNBA surrounding Sophie Cunningham's recent comments about, quote, protecting young girls in a locker room who shouldn't have to go up against biological men, went up another notch yesterday with another coach refusing to stand up to the transgender insanity threatening women's sports. This time it's Golden State head coach Natalie Nakasi.
Well, I'm all about women, little girls deserving to play, and that includes trans women. So I'm all about inclusivity.
Nakasi's comments, the third by a head coach supporting transgender rights in women's sports since Cunningham's comments, and now it looks like it's only a matter of time. Coming up in 30 minutes, at least they didn't do a deal with the Yanks. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys, and they're my guys.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Day number two of the General Insane Asylum special session, where Democrat Marxists continue to plot a pure power grab in absolute power corrupts absolutely here in the state of Maryland. They've got a supermajority. They cannot be stopped. Well, maybe. There might be a legal challenge down the road. We'll get to that in just a second. Coming up in this hour, we find out members of the Congressional Black Caucus apparently paid for constituents to go to China, where they could be exposed to Chinese communist propaganda and indoctrination. We'll have that story for you. 7% of Maryland nonprofits have been dubbed delinquent, a complete waste of your money. And Wes Moore and Mayor B.S. being named by a local former nonprofit holder there. But a top story here today is the ongoing parlor tricks down in Annapolis, where they went through the motions yesterday of having public testimony where voters could come down and either through oral or written versions be in favor or opposed to the amending of our state constitution to redistrict in favor of more Democrat seats, which right now they have all but one, and, of course, more, pardon the pun, presidential ambitions for our current occupant of the governor's mansion. So voters showed up, but they didn't listen.
Our Constitution exists to restrain government and protect the people, not to be rewritten through political expediency whenever its restraints become inconvenient to those in power.
When lines change, it's simply bad policy. If it's wrong in Texas, it should be wrong here in Maryland.
Please do not disenfranchise our Republican Marylanders. Please do not destroy the voices of our black communities. And please do not rewrite our Constitution for a temporary political advantage.
Yeah, but, look, gerrymandering's been around a long time, since the 1800s. And, again, anybody here surprised that politicians would vote themselves an opportunity to, A, increase their wages, as they've done in the past? Remember the check-kiting scandal back in the 90s? Dan Rostenkowski. So, again, they have the best health care. They make millions of dollars. Now they finally passed a bill, but there are a lot of loopholes in that one on insider trading in Congress. And so we're really surprised they would do everything and anything to grab more power here in the state of Maryland. I'm not. The problem is we just don't have enough conscience in some individuals, Democrat or Republican, to stop it. So Electric Bill Ferguson was pointing to the recent Supreme Court ruling as to the reason why that they're meeting.
We knew then, and we will seek to address now, that a 2022 state court decision applying the Maryland state constitution to congressional map making created a brand new standard that did not exist prior.
Yeah, well, that standard was, no, you can't. Again, you're supposed to have these tight, compact districts or forms. You're not supposed to cross water or do a ring around the mountains or whatever it is to benefit a majority-minority district or a majority partisan district, but that's what they have done. We'll get to Senator Hershey's comments coming up next, the minority leader, regarding what's happening in Annapolis today. But it's in the Senate today. And I think by tomorrow, it'll all be a fait accompli. There will be a referendum to change our state constitution so that Democrats can have all the congressional seats and so that they can say to Westmore, okay, we've done what you've asked. Now Electric Bill is not facing any opposition. So I guess it's all off the table. 8:13, traffic and weather on the threes with the update. Chuck the Body Whitaker.
New wreck in Baltimore County might be a pedestrian accident here. Philadelphia Road, Route 7 at Campbell Boulevard. So be on the lookout for the county there, along with an EMS unit as well. They just arrived there in the last couple of minutes. There was a minor accident on 895 southbound. Whatever was left moved to the shoulder in that area around the bridge at Lombard Street and the ramp through there. So we had a backup back to the Urban Avenue ramp. Still pretty solid from there into 895 southbound. And we're backed up to the top of the hill on 95 south as you're heading into the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Nothing major on the Beltway. The normal heavy traffic in Parkville through Greenspring and down the west side from 795 to Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, partly cloudy today, less humidity, highs will be in the 80s. And right now, we're looking at cloudy 72 in Dundalk, 72 in downtown Baltimore, birthplace of our Star-Spangled Banner, the national anthem, Fort McHenry. It is time to celebrate America's 250th birthday. America 250 brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, call them 410-321-1100. Since, of course, our Independence Day celebrations, we've been introducing you to the 56 signers of the Declaration of Independence so you would know their stories and their history. None of them died as a result of their signature, but before the war was over, 5 would be captured, 12 would have their homes destroyed, 17 would lose their entire fortunes. None of the 56 36 signatories ever renounced the cause of independence of their own free will. Today, the last member of the Virginia delegation, that would be Carter Braxton, younger of two sons of George and Mary Carter Braxton, born in Newington, Virginia. He was the son of a prosperous merchant and planter. He attended William and Mary at the age of 19. He would marry Judith Robinson, whose father was the powerful Speaker of the House of Burgesses. Eventually, Braxton would make it to the House of Burgesses in 1761 and served his term until 1775. He proved to be far more conservative than many of his colleagues, although he was considered a moderate for the day because he had some British loyalty, but he understood what the British were doing to the colonies. By 1775, Parliament's policies drove Braxton into the opposition camp. Still, he strongly opposed Patrick Henry's radical tactics in protesting the policies of the royal governor. Braxton may not have been ready for a break from Britain, but he did agree to serve on Virginia's Committee of Safety, which oversaw the necessary preparations for war. Then, in early 1776, he took his seat in the Continental Congress. There, he resisted the obvious sentiment for independence, writing, "In April, he observed that independence is in truth an elusive bait, which men inconsiderably catch at without knowing the hook to which it is affixed." He was also wary of republics. He said they existed only in theory, were never confirmed by an experience even of those who recommend it. Yet by July of that year, he had accepted the need of separation for Britain. He supported Richard Henry Lee's motion and signed the Declaration of Independence. Still, he could not embrace what he considered the radically democratic ideas of men like John Adams. When he published a pamphlet challenging Adams' views, Congress sent him home. Carter Braxton returned to Virginia in the autumn of 1776. The Revolutionary War that followed left him financially ruined. Eventually, he would return to the House of Delegates in Virginia. He served almost 10 years in that office. He and Patrick Henry would later resolve their squabbles and disagreements and become the best of friends. Braxton did not attend the Constitutional Convention in Philadelphia, nor his state's ratifying convention due to his being sent home. But he unfortunately did end up dying in Richmond at the age of 61 in 1797. As family tradition has it, the Henrico County Sheriff knocking on his door on his deathbed to collect the debts that he had run up as a founding father. Braxton County, West Virginia, named after Braxton, Carter Braxton, and of course the World War II Liberty Ship, the SS Carter Braxton, named after him as well. And that another one of our founding fathers and signers of the Declaration of Independence.
WCBM Baltimore.
You've heard me say many times, Dr. Learfield of the Smile Design Center in Lutherville is the best. And right now, he's an amazing offer anyone wanting to try Botox at a reduced cost. This is a great deal with a premier doctor. Dr. Learfield is looking for just 10 model Botox patients for before and after promotional photos. And he's offering deeply discounted rates. But you must act fast. This campaign is strictly limited to just 10 patients. Call 410-321-1100 to see if you qualify. That's 410-321-1100. Again, a limited time offer. Act fast.
WCBM Baltimore.
It's 820. You're listening to Casey and Company. Joining us once again on our hotline is the chief counselor, the law office of Michael A. Friedman. Good morning, Michael.
Hey, good morning, Sean and everybody. So, if you've been in an accident and your car has been totaled, if you have collision insurance, you can use your collision insurance. If the other car was at fault, you can use the other party's insurance. Now, in both cases, you're going to get the same amount of money, just about, which is book value for your car. You're not going to get replacement. You're not going to get a lot of stuff that you would like to get. So it really doesn't matter who you use. Now, we are able to get a little bit more money. There's sometimes you can negotiate. Maybe the car owner has put in a new audio system or new brakes or new something or other that has added real value to the car. Usually a radio doesn't do it, actually. It needs to be something that would really be substantive to add to the value of the car. So don't wait around for the other company to decide whether they're going to accept liability or whether the other guy has not reported the accident and you have to wait for the police report. Don't be afraid to use your collision coverage, because even your deductible will be gotten back for you from the other company. So if your car has been totaled in an accident, the best thing to do is give us a call, 410-363-6848, and we'll be more than happy to help you out. Okay? And you can bring your questions to us on September 10th at our big party out at the Hilton Gardens in Owings Mills. We'll have liquid refreshment. We will have food. Rachel, Steve, and I will be there answering anybody's questions, so we look forward to seeing you and Sean and Nino and everybody on September 10th. So that's it for this week. If you had anything, if you need anything answered, please give us a call. We're there for you guys. 410-363-6848. Thanks so much, Sean. Always a pleasure. Love listening to the history of our country. It's terrific, and we'll be listening all week long and talk to you next week.
I would disagree with you on one. The radio is the most substantive thing in your automobile.
Yeah, you know, you're right. But I'll get you to argue that to the insurance adjuster.
All right, well.
You can
probably
AM
win
side.
That argument, Kelsler.
Yeah, yeah. Take care, guys.
All right, thanks. Have a great one. We'll talk to you next time. It's 8:23, and don't forget the Law Office of Michael A. Friedman, 410-363-6848, 1-800-782-7203, online at maflaw.com. Still to come on the program, we'll take a look at 7% of Maryland nonprofits are delinquent. And filing what is being registered and their taxes. And of course, yet they still keep getting millions of dollars of money. In fact, and we find out a lot of people come from out of state, from Boston, from Philadelphia, from New York, all coming to Maryland. Why are they coming to Maryland? I wonder why. 8:23 traffic and weather on the threes. The only nonprofit that didn't show up was Chuck Whitaker's nonprofit, the Fraternal Order of Hooded Weasels.
Do we cheat them and how?
Exactly.
Digs, graves, and buried.
What's happening, Chuck?
The Beltway report now of an accident, outer loop west of Hartford Road. They said it was at Paring. I'm looking at the camera at Paring. It looks like if we could get the camera back at Hartford Road turned over towards the Paring Parkway, we might be able to see it because that's where the backup is starting right now before the bridge at Hartford Road. And it's pretty solid there. It's going to back up very quickly back to the ramp from White Marsh Boulevard and back towards Bel Air Road. It looks like it definitely is after the bridge at Hartford Road, maybe over towards the bridge at Old Hartford Road. We'll try to get a look at that. Baltimore County out with a wrecked pedestrian was hit at Philadelphia Road. That's Route 7 at Campbell Boulevard. 895, still a bit slow. Had a wreck in the last half an hour. Southbound was on the shoulder at Lombard Street, and they're still kind of looking at something southbound through there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It'll be partly cloudy today, less humid, highs in the 80s. And then the rain should be returning at some point tomorrow. It's cloudy, 75 in Ocean City, and it is 69 in Reisterstown. We're talking about the special session here in Maryland, which is going to wrap up today. Of course, again, they got to pass the bill over in the Senate, and then they will hopefully wrap things up by tomorrow. And as I said, I don't think there's anything that can stop them. Minority Leader Steve Hershey, the senator from Maryland, saying that this is all about bowing to the kings in of the National Democrat Party in Washington.
Governor Moore has called this special session in order to bow to the wills of Hakeem Jeffries and Chuck Schumer and make sure that Maryland's congressional delegation will only have 0 Republican members and 8 Democrat members.
Yeah, and it's all done in the name of democracy, right? How can that be democratic to remove the voice of over a million people here in the state of Maryland? And when it's all said and done, you probably have unaffiliated voters also. So it's all designed to create a Democrat stronghold, the Democrat machine, as we've seen it. And Hershey says that they're looking right now at potential legal challenges.
I fully expect that there would be some type of announcement probably as early as Wednesday, if this were to pass. And we will try everything that we can, even through the judiciary, of trying to get this undone, if that's possible.
And the only thing you would do is, like Virginia, they made a mistake trying to amend their constitution, and the Virginia court, the Virginia Supreme Court, struck that down. So if they have made a mistake, if the Democrats have screwed up here in some way, shape, or form, I don't know of it as of yet, but maybe there is a slight glimmer that they may be able to render this null and void. We'll have to wait and see. I doubt it, but anything is possible. But we'll see what happens as of tomorrow. Let's go to the phones. Charlie's in Millersville. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning. Sean, real quick, is probably up against time. In October of last year, I happened to be in Columbus, Ohio, visiting family, and my son took me to a National Veterans Memorial Museum. It is not to any particular branch of service. It is not to any particular conflict. It is just widely raised. On the way out, there was a hall that you walk down, and they had these probably 3 by 8 foot banners hanging from the ceiling, and one of them was a picture of Wes Moore. I contacted the museum the day after I got back and mentioned to them about stolen valor. They were very very nice to deal with. They thanked me for telling them, said that they had, the first they had heard of it, they would check into it. Long story short, they did call me back later, and they did tell me that that display was removed from the museum. So just a good news story. Would probably need more people to know about it, but it's he was hanging in the museum, and they removed it because it was stolen.
Yeah, and where was this? What was the name of this museum again?
It is the National Veterans Memorial Museum.
Okay.
NVMM. It's in Columbus, Ohio.
All right, so why would the governor of Maryland be in a memorial museum in Ohio?
It is a veterans memorial museum.
Right. I understand he's a veteran.
Because of his military background.
Right. Is it for just the living or the dead?
No. It is just, again, about services entirely. It goes from the Civil War up. There are displays of various branches, various... it's a very, very nice museum. But there's displays.
No, I take your word for it. I've never been there. I just was curious why the state of Ohio, you would think they would be interested in honoring their local or their state veterans and local veterans, because I'm sure there are plenty of them in Ohio, and they got to go all the way to Maryland for Wes Moore.
Well, no. It wasn't Ohio-based. It was national.
Located in Columbus. I get it. Okay.
It is just located in Columbus, yes.
All right. Very good. Charlie, thanks for sharing that story with us, and that might be the
all
first.
Right, and if you need details, Sean, I can get them to you. Names, dates, times, and phone numbers.
Okay.
Talk to somebody.
All right. Thanks so much. I appreciate it, Charlie. Thanks for the update there. So, interesting. That might be the first domino, maybe. The first... again, a look, and I think that the other thing that this special session is doing is trying to make Wes Moore look good, and we just heard Steve Hershey refer to it with King Jeffries and King Schumer down in Washington, because after all, when the you-know-what hits the fan over this stolen Bronze Star, then he's going to need defense. He's going to need help if he wants to remain viable for the 28th presidential election, and he's going to need some reinforcements in the Democrat Party. Maybe that has something to do with it. Who knows? Don't forget the best of Casey and Company every day, WCBM.com, on our Facebook and Rumble pages, brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Coming up next, we'll take a look at that nonprofit problem here in the state of Maryland. It's 8:30. Time for some news headlines. Once again, the update with Maggie Hunter.
Good morning. Fox 45 reports that a 17-year-old boy from Edgewood was killed early Sunday morning after being struck while outside a disabled vehicle on 695 in Baltimore County. State police said troopers from the Maryland State Police Golden Ring Barrack responded shortly before 1:30 a.m. on August 2nd to the outer loop of the Beltway east of southbound 83 for a reported pedestrian-involved crash. Police said the teen was one of three passengers in a Lexus IS that had become inoperable in the far right lane. And Maryland lawmakers heard testimony for several hours on first day of their special session on redistricting. A House committee approved and sent the measure to the full House for a final vote this morning. A Senate committee is expected to vote on its version of the measure today and send it to the full Senate. Lawmakers are considering a proposed constitutional amendment that would change how Maryland handles congressional redistricting. If the measure passes, it will be presented to voters as a referendum question on the November ballot. And a Port of Baltimore worker died after being struck by a piece of equipment at the Dundalk Marine Terminal. MTA police were called to the scene at around 9 Monday morning for a report of a workplace incident, and officers attempted life-saving measures. The victim was taken to a hospital where he was pronounced dead. There are no further details about the incident. MTA police are conducting an active and open investigation. And one person is dead and another is injured following a shooting in West Baltimore. Police responded to a ShotSpotter alert in the 1700 block of McCullough Street shortly before 4:30 Monday afternoon, where they found the victims. Both of the victims were taken to the hospital, where one of them was pronounced dead. An 18-year-old man is in stable condition. Anyone with information is asked to call police or Metro Crime Stoppers. And the Baltimore Board of Estimates is scheduled to consider an $11 million settlement on Wednesday for a man who was wrongfully convicted. 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey everyone, Kim Klasick here. I'm inviting you to join me for the second annual putting social on August 20th from 5 to 8 p.m. at Turf Valley Resort.
Oh, yeah!
This is not your average golf outing. It's a fun, casual five-hole putting challenge with delicious hors d'oeuvres and a cash bar. Come out and compete or just enjoy the vibe with friends and new faces. Here's where it gets exciting. The top five scorers from the opening round will join me for a long-distance one-hole championship putt. The player closest to the pin wins the grand prize, which is a private round of golf with me and three guests, including green fees and cart.
Oh, yeah, baby!
Tickets are just $40. Get yours today at WCBM.com, and I'll see you out on the green at Turf Valley Resort.
The second annual Kim Klasick Putting Social is brought to you by the Smile Design Center and RBC Wealth Management, featuring Tim Herb's Morning Market Flash.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
The accident on the Beltway is west of Hartford Road. State Highway just now turned the camera. We've been asking for about 25 minutes for that. Haven't seen the accident yet. They're still panning up and looking for it. Appears to be around the bridge at Old Hartford Road. Definitely an impact from there and the backup all the way back towards Bel Air Road. So now it's time to think about Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, Putty Hill, getting off the Beltway from that northeast side. Big delays there after Paring Parkway. There's like two or three cars going by there. So everybody's all backed up now and caught up in this wreck. It may back up eventually over towards the bridge at Lillian Holt and then back towards I-95. The west side was still busy. JFX is okay. There's been some slowing off and on. We had a wreck in the last 40 minutes on the shoulder. Not sure if it's still there. 895 southbound around the Lombard Street Bridge in that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
From the Fox 45 Weather Authority team, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers. Not a bad start to your Tuesday morning. We're definitely drier, and as we head toward the afternoon, we'll see a mix of clouds and sun, highs in the 80s, a little less humid, tracking more rain returning on Wednesday. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Justin Chambers for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, the haul the Orioles got from Boston for Adley Rutschman, widely considered immense by baseball standards. Five players, four highly touted prospects, including two young right-handed pitchers, Anthony Aonson and Kyson Witherspoon. Baseball analyst Ryan Ripken explains why that happened.
You don't need to trade them. You don't. But here's the situation when you look at the market. Controllable starting pitching is what people always want. And then right now, the next best thing that's still hard to get, but it's teams have a need for it, is the catching position.
And the Rutschman will still be under team control, that is Red Sox team control, in 2027. Meanwhile, Boston wasn't the only AL East team the O's were dealing with. The Yanks were interested as well. Sources telling The Athletic the O's wanted pitcher Carlos LaGrange as part of the deal, a towering 6'7", 248-pound right-hander, the organization's top pitching prospect, but the Yankees did not want to part with him. Meanwhile, the Yanks were in action last night, and they were ambushed by the Cardinals.
Swing back! History! Burleson has hit another two-run homer! Holy cow! What a night!
Chip Carey had the call on Cardinals TV. 3 2-run homers last night for Alec Burleson at Yankee Stadium as the Cards pounded the Yanks 13-7 New York, blowing a 6-run lead in the process. Meanwhile, how do you spend your day off is the question. Well, if you're Orioles manager Craig Albernaz, you accept an invitation to Ravens training camp from head coach Jesse Minter.
Yeah, we were just kind of able to connect back when you know, as spring training was getting kicked off, exchanged a few text messages, obviously met him in person at opening day. I've had some good interactions with him. Certainly always, man, just like pull for the teams, you know, pull for the teams in the city, for our fans. You know, we all want the same thing.
College football note, CBS Sports voting Terps quarterback and Archbishop Spalding grad Malik Washington as the most elusive quarterback in college football. And finally, yesterday's announcement that a new horse racing series to debut in 2027 called the Thoroughbred Championship Series will have potentially serious consequences for the Preakness and Maryland racing in general. This new series would begin the first week of May. All races to be held at Churchill Downs and Belmont Park. No mention of Pimlico or the future of the Triple Crown. Churchill Downs CEO Bill Carstanian explains the thinking behind the endeavor is because today's sports fan watches sports differently. Let's take a listen to those comments.
They want stories that unfold over time. They want rivalries, standings, and meaningful competition that builds from one event to the next. They want a championship they can follow throughout an entire season, and they want to see a champion crowned each year to celebrate.
The championship series would cover 6 races beginning May 1st, last throughout the summer, and conclude in September. The time now is 8:37. When we return, it's a pivotal year for Maryland sports.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit freestategunrange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
Sean, think about this for a moment. With today's news, yesterday's news, actually, about this Thoroughbred Great Racing Association and now the Orioles. Think about Maryland sports in general. The Ravens, a perennial contender in the NFL, acknowledged as one of the best teams in the league, but everything's new.
Right.
New head coach, new coordinators, etc. We don't know what's going to happen. The Orioles, another 2 steps back after the trade deadline. Back to the future, as it were. Maryland Athletics, talking about the University of Maryland. Buzz Williams coming off a terrible year.
Right.
Mike Locksley coming off a terrible year. We don't know what's going to happen there. And then horse racing in Maryland now, on the brink. So think about it.
You know, I think as far as the, you hate to see a guy like Adley Rutschman go, but you understand why.
Sure.
Injuries, subpar performance, and the catcher position is always highly coveted in Major League Baseball. And look at the prospects that they got. But they're just prospects. But I can't wrap my head around. We're being told that this Preakness thing, again, remember Westmore and others were telling us that they had to spend upwards of $500 million to save the Preakness, to redo Pimlico and to have the intellectual rights to the Preakness, in order to save the Preakness, to keep the Preakness here in Baltimore. All this was done ostensibly to save the Preakness. And now, ironically, it may be completely rendered neutral, useless.
It's blown up in their face.
Yeah.
There's no doubt about it. And you touched on it earlier, and I had the same thought. You know, maybe this move by Churchill Downs was in retribution for the state of Maryland swooping in at the last minute and buying the intellectual property rights to the Kentucky Derby.
Right.
You know,
but I don't. I don't know how you hold these races and you completely skip over, you know, Pimlico and the Preakness. It's just, again, one wonders if the Triple Crown is going to survive this whole thing.
I don't think in its current form, that's for sure. I think this championship series is going to replace the Triple Crown as we know it.
Well, there
today.
Used to be, you know, if you ran in the 3 races, there was, a $5 million prize or something attached to it.
Right, but the problem was that the races were too closely held.
Right.
You know, the Preakness was just 2 weeks after the Derby. It's really difficult, you know, especially with the way that they train the horses today. It's kind of like in Major League Baseball. Pitchers used to go the distance, but now they only go 5 innings.
But what they could have done is just spaced them out a little bit differently.
They could have done that.
They could have done that and saved, you know, the Triple Crown for historical historic and future purposes. Instead, they seem like they're ready to scrap the Preakness and go with their own championship racing series.
Apparently, Maryland, the Preakness, Pimlico, etc., doesn't have the juice to be a part of that.
Incredible. Never thought I'd see it. Thanks, Gary. 8:40, 20 minutes now for the hour of 9 o'clock. Something else I never thought I'd see is the level of nonprofits in the state. This is just an unbelievable number. 10,000 nonprofits here in the state of Maryland. 10,000. Many of them are not in good standing. 7% of them have been deemed delinquent for not filing required paperwork with the state. That's up by about 6% from the delinquent nonprofits in October. And then I'm thinking, well, gee, we can't have that many in the state of Maryland. Can we have that many nonprofits? And then we find out, no, you can apply from nonprofit status from others outside the state. You can be from Philadelphia. You can be from Boston. You can be from New York and apply for nonprofit grants here in the state of Maryland. I guess you have to have some kind of office here. But what good is that? Why should Maryland taxpayers pay any of our money to out-of-state nonprofits? If what one of our individuals here is saying in a Fox 45 report, Kenny Ebron, he's a former nonprofit director. He said he's seen little improvement in Baltimore streets despite the amount of money flowing into these nonprofits. And he says the whole thing is corrupt.
Money come out of the city hall front door and go back in the back door. You know, it's what it is. It's just so corrupted. And the only people getting paid is the nonprofit, the mayor, and the governor.
Yeah, it's a dirty law. It's like the teachers' unions all over again. And he wants to know, where's the money? Who's following the money?
We haven't seen anything on the streets. Nothing at all. It's like they're getting thousands and some millions of dollars, but we don't see any changes in the city of Baltimore. The city looks totally a mess. So where's the nonprofit money going at?
Yeah, we'd all like to know that. Where's the blueprint for future money going? Where's the nonprofit money going? And make it worse, he says there's no paper trail. And, you know, the nonprofits are just, you know, they're getting the money and they don't care about filing the paperwork.
It's just so much corruption. And it's like they don't need paper trail. As long as they got Westmore in there and Brandon Scott, they don't need paperwork.
I mean, this is just an abuse of taxpayer money in this state. Now we'll hear more from Kenny Ebron about how other nonprofits are coming from out of state to cash in. Here, Maryland now is the ground zero for nonprofit abuse and waste. 8:43 traffic weather on the threes now with the update. The king of all traffic, Chuck Whitaker.
Apparently now they've also lost the Preakness.
Yeah, we were just discussing that right before you came on.
Yeah. That's a shame.
Yeah.
Boy, oh boy. We're looking at the wreck. Finally saw it. Outer loop. Right at the ramp at Perrin Parkway, if you're coming onto the Beltway from northbound Perrin, right at the end of that ramp, you're going to have to make a quick merge out into the right lane with the state police there. So that's the problem, and then everybody's looking at it, and because of that, we're backed up from right there at the wreck all the way back to Bel Air Road. Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, Putty Hill, options to get away from the Beltway up there on the northeast side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Partly cloudy day today. Less humidity, highs in the 80s. A chance of rain returns tomorrow. And then rain and humidity more likely as the week goes on. Actually, that rain held off yesterday as well. So it's been dry the last couple of days. But it will come back by Thursday or Friday. Is what we're being told. Cloudy, 73 in the city. It is 71 in Middle River. Time for our feel good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
When Carrie Zerbis and her husband were told they were expecting twins, they were already parents to three children. Then, doctors revealed they weren't just having identical twins. They were expecting an extraordinarily rare set of monoamniotic, or what are known as mono-mono twins. That's where both twins share the same amniotic sac. and they're all bunched up in one little tiny sack, and sometimes they share the same umbilical cord, the whole nine yards. It's very, very rare. Here's Carrie and her doctor educating us on mono-mono twins.
I saw this little baby at the bottom, where it should be, and then a hand came onto the back, and then I was like, oh my gosh, there's two of them.
I was shocked. I was very nervous.
This is very rare. It's about 1% of all twin pregnancies, and twin pregnancies are less common than singleton pregnancies. Monochorionic monoamniotic twins are at high risk of pregnancy complication. Their umbilical cords could get tangled up with one another because they're sharing the same sac.
It's a really big deal because they're alive. They're so cute and they're goofy.
Absolutely. So mother and babies and father all doing fine, thanks to good modern technology. That's just an incredible story. Brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Rice Houston Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. If you want to stay cool this summer, then you need to head to Town Appliance in Owings Mills for their huge 4th of July savings event. This is your best chance to pick up a window or wall air conditioner with top-tier systems from LG, GE, and Friedrich ready to go. Plus, Mayer and Mayer will help you find the perfect fit for your home and your budget with flexible financing available. Visit townappliance.com today for more information or right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mill.
WCBM Baltimore.
So we're talking about the nonprofit problem here in the state of Maryland. It's just like, this is, you know, just amazing how we see these structural deficits. We don't have any stewardship of financial or responsibility here of people that are actually watching over our tax dollars. And then that's because you have one party that dominates the system, one party that rules, one party that doles out money to nonprofits, to teachers unions, et cetera. And they get away with bloody murder because no one can hold them accountable. Now we have an inspector general that was working as the legal counsel to Wes Moore before now she's charged with lording over educational dollars. Sorry, I'll hold my breath as to anything real meaningful coming out of that arrangement. But Kenny Ebron, I think he hit the nail on the head here when he says this is Maryland has become ground zero for the nonprofits lineup because there's a lot of good to be got here in the state of Maryland.
When you got people coming from Boston and Philly and all of these other cities and states, they're coming here because this is where you make your money at. This is where you don't need the receipts. This is where you don't have to apply for anything. Just get the grants, make your money, and get the hell out of here.
Yeah, and maybe that means that you pick up stakes and you move to Maryland because of this nonprofit lack of paperwork, lack of supervision, if you will. So I doubt I don't know for sure, but we're going to look into it. If out of state people can apply for nonprofit state dollars here, but it does make sense that people could look. There's a much better chance of us getting money and the grants that we need if we move to Maryland than if we stay in Boston or Philadelphia. And for Ebron, he says there is corruption. I've said this long from a period of time. Maryland's the most corrupt state in the entire union, and Kenny Ebron, I think, shares that idea.
It's just corrupted. Corruption is just everywhere in this.
Yeah, it's everywhere. And you see it, and now we have more corruption in this special session. They're amending our state constitution in a pure power grab to, again, make sure that they say their goal here, to put it kind of bluntly, is to kill the Republicans. Republicans, you know, have done a pretty good job of doing that to themselves. And Democrats recognize this, and they say they're not going to let them up off the ground. We're going to put your feet on your necks, and we're going to strangle you to death. And that's what we're doing here. And, of course, you're not going to have much representation if they successfully get this constitutional amendment passed, which they will. Our only opportunity, I think, is to vote against it this fall. But what happens here? What is the end result? We're seeing it happening in other states when we have dominant in New York, in California, in Illinois. So the people that do not support this stuff, it makes it difficult to run a business, to retire, to live affordably, because you're not getting the grants and the handouts that the rest of these individuals are in this state. You end up voting with your feet. You pick up stakes and you leave. And then there are less people that can basically support this kind of lifestyle where we're giving out tax dollars, you know, willy-nilly. And the fact is, eventually the House of Cards will collapse onto itself. And then states go in. I think New York is in big trouble. I think California is in big trouble. I think states are on the verge of going bankrupt. Maryland has at least a constitutional amendment that requires a balanced budget, but we still have a structural deficit here. So there's a lot of bad actors right now in these blue states, in these blue cities, that are not using tax dollars wisely, and Maryland is, unfortunately, one of them. It's 8:50, 10 before the hour, and you're listening to Casey and Company. I want to tell you about our friends at Town Appliance. Again, we just heard from them just moments ago, but I just wanted to take this moment to tell you that I have just recently purchased a refrigerator there. Amazing process, great deal. My son just has redoing his kitchen, and he just got all of his appliances at Town Appliance. Again, great dealing with either Mayor, Big Mayor, Little Mayor, and at really nice discounts, and over 70 different brands to choose from. And if you're in the market for a backyard grill, if you're looking to upgrade your grilling in the backyard there, your backyard oasis, then they've got everything for you at Town Appliance with Heston, Weber, Coyote, Exo, and Lennox. Everything you need to build your ultimate backyard and, again, to your grilling needs. So check out either Mayor. They both run the place. They're incredible and very helpful. They'll help you find the perfect fit, plus ask about their flexible financing options as well. Make Town Appliance your grilling headquarters. Visit them at townappliance.com for more information.
The Rob Carson Show.
In the state of Wisconsin, running for governor, a diagnosed bipolar Asian chick with a history of self-harm who's been institutionalized in a psychiatric ward and overdosed on lithium, and she wanted to get rid of Thanksgiving. A guy who plays with the Dr. Fauci doll proclaims his love for trans kids and met his girlfriend at a gay bar. That's Tallarico in Texas. That's your Democrat Party.
The Rob Carson Show, weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's happened again. We've had another incident in Towson, believe it or not. Just it's just sad to see what's going on in Baltimore County. Baltimore City as well. Authorities continue to investigate crimes in and around Baltimore's Inner Harbor. You had a man that was murdered, knocked into the water there, and then you have another thief that stole a watch, dove into the water, was hiding from authorities there. And again, juvenile crime. They keep telling us that homicides and non-fatal shootings are down, record levels. I think we only had 7 in July in the city, and that's all fine and dandy, but we're watching as other crime around exponentially increases, especially, and it gets younger. Younger and younger. More juvenile crime and younger juvenile crime as well. 8:53, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so that wreck is still there. If you're coming up Herring Parkway northbound, you're going to take the ramp to the outer loop of the Beltway, which would take you over to Lock Raven Boulevard. Right at the end of that ramp, there's a wrecker there now. There's a trooper there. There's another vehicle involved. So they're sitting there at the end of the ramp. The ramp is open, but you have to make a quick merge out into the right lane on the Beltway. So it's a visual delay because of that. Also, with the trooper there with the lights on, the Beltway is backed up to Bel Air Road. Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, Putty Hill, can get away from that backup on the northeast side. If you're going to be in the city, right around the ramp at the JFX at North Avenue, there's a report now of a wreck at North Avenue at Mount Royal Avenue, and there may be some slowing through there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. We start off dry this morning, partly cloudy today, less humid, and a high in the 80s. A chance for rain returning tomorrow, and then rain and humidity more likely as the week unfolds. So stay tuned for that. More showers activity by the end of the week. Next week looks much better as far as rain goes. But we do need the rain. Right now, cloudy, 73 in Middle River, 71 in Forest Hill. Kim Klasick Live is coming up next. Morning, Kim.
Good morning, Sean. How are you?
We are okay.
Of course, we're going to talk about the special session, and that's still continuing. But I am shocked this morning about the Preakness news.
Really?
I'm totally shocked. I am. Didn't we just purchase the rights? I mean, Pimlico is being worked on right now. And now they're telling us that we're going to be bumped out of the series. They're not even considering us. And the governor's office said they had no idea these conversations were happening.
Yeah.
That's
their response. That's the response. After spending nearly $500 million to save the Preakness.
Right.
This is what happened when government. I remember when the Colts The government failed with eminent domain there. I mean, all the other games started at 1 o'clock. We started at 2 o'clock here at Memorial Stadium, and that was the beginning of the end when Irsay said, that's it, I'm out of here. And that's when government sticks its nose into stuff, whether it's cable rates or whether it's the Preakness. They usually screw it up.
Yeah, well, this is majorly screwed up. Yeah. So we're going to talk about this. Obviously, Chris Papps over at Project Baltimore, he has a new list out because he's added this to the list, so we'll go over that. Also, this news in regards to, not shocking though, but Johnny Osheski, Kathy Klausmeier, and the Baltimore Brew. Apparently, they knew all about the meeting, the coffee meeting between the chief of staff and Kelly Madigan. But also, you know, it sounds like it was Johnny O's call. And he was denying this all through the campaign in which I was running against him. And so now here it all comes out. And, of course, looks like a big waste of taxpayer dollars. So we'll talk about that story. And then Aaron Rodgers, you know, I don't usually pay attention to sports, Sean. I don't. When I saw this clip of Aaron Rodgers sitting down with Pat McAfee going in on Anthony Fauci, I thought, you know what? The country is finally healing. That's how I felt about it.
Yeah, Aaron's been, you know, he's been very critical of a lot of, you know, because of, you know, the COVID stuff.
Right, and the vaccines.
The vaccines. And he wanted to be able to use ivermectin. And so he's been really vocal about it. So kudos to him.
Yeah. So I've got that audio in case no one else heard it.
Okay. Very good.
Thanks.
It's coming up next on Kim Klasick Live. Natalie Winters, as you know, she's a contributor to the War Room, occasionally sits in for Steve Bannon. She's an excellent journalist, a very young, enterprising journalist. Her expertise is China, the CCP, and she has uncovered very disturbing that members of the Congressional Black Caucus apparently were either aiding and abetting or paying or setting up for their constituents to go and study or go take trips to China where they would be indoctrinated in CCP propaganda and of course, nonsense. And let's recall here, and I don't know if they were all at the time that these trips are taken, but the current members of the Maryland delegation are Kwaezi Mfume, Glenn Ivey, and Angela Also Brooks are all members of the Congressional Black Caucus. And here's what Natalie Winters is reporting.
I was talking before, too, basically the entire Congressional Black Caucus, which includes just your favorite members, I'm sure, has been responsible for organizing trips for over 750 of their constituent students to go to China and basically have communist exposure trips. Some of the people that actually helped set it up were Marsha Fudge, who was Biden's HUD secretary, and Sheila Jackson Lee. You may remember the chick with the cowboy hat. Interestingly enough, too, CUSEP also worked with a lot of these, you know, black community leaders, as they were described, who set up the pipeline between Confucius Institutes, the hubs for propaganda and spying on American college campuses with the HBCUs. But this group of students that went over to China, the reporting on this is a very old story that I broke, but it's really quite scary. A lot of these people, they forced them to give testimonials to CUSEP to basically, like, weirdly, perversely thank them for taking them to China. I guess they were paying, so that's probably why. But some of these people, upon return, was one of the most striking quotes I ever read, was a young girl, probably around my age at the time I wrote the story, literally praising China as, quote, an amazing communist country that was better than the United States and that would continue to outpace the United States in basically anything it endeavored to do.
Yeah, these are people who hate America, and that's why they would do this. These are members of the Congressional Black Caucus. I do recall Frank Marshall Davis, who was one of the leading communist useful idiots in Chicago, wrote for an African-American newspaper there. He was the mentor to Barack Hussein Obama in his early days in Hawaii. This is what the Soviet Union and the Chinese do, is they create class warfare, specifically targeting black community, turning blacks against whites, black against the country. And now we're watching it being tolerated by the Congressional Black Caucus. It is outrageous. Back tomorrow at 6 a.m. Until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.